Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Quantities.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to overview what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen, who comes to us from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is in from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden is on hand in the control room at Radio America in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories, the people, as we end the week and look forward to next week. I always think, all right, this is a list of blunders and, and wayward thinking, and maybe next week it'll be better. But I'm not sure. This week is the week to look forward to something being better. It looks like a pretty nasty list, actually, frankly. Number 10 on the list. What's going on in sports talk radio, the NCAA, March Madness, that sort of thing. The baseball team shaping up and what's going on there. Weather is number 9. Weather in Denver, across the plains of Colorado, all the way into Chicago. What a horrible week of weather. A lot of people talking about that.
What it is. It was a bomb cyclone.
That's what some people. I don't know what that means. What is
Nobody
it?
Does, sounds but like, it sounds so great.
Right. Yeah, right. It's just like polar vortex. What is it?
Yeah.
A bunch of words. It's cold and it's winter. It's windy.
It was a confluence of different weather systems that all hit at the same time. It was highly unusual.
It's called the perfect storm. That's exactly what it was. Okay, number 8, the chaos surrounding Brexit. And I don't think anybody knows what's going on anymore with that, except that the average Brit wants to stay in the European Union now, as they've thought this through. So what do they do to fix that
problem? I heard it described as England's Hotel California. You can check it out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Yeah.
That was pretty apropos.
Number 7, the Clinton emails. Are we still on to this? Go away with that. Good God.
It doesn't matter because she's not the president, so no one really cares.
Yeah.
If she was the president, why, this would be the big investigation.
Well, sure. And we'd get nowhere with it any more than we have with the Trump-Russia investigation.
Yeah.
Number 1 this week on the countdown, by the way, is the sentencing of Manafort and where that goes and what. It's just, it's such nonsense. And we get ourselves all worked up. Meanwhile, the real discussion for me this week is the budget proposal that would go into effect in October, because that's the calendar year. And what bothers me, I think we have to start being responsible as to where we spend money. But I get down into the trenches and look at, as you know, I have a farm background. I am a farmer. And I look at the number. I look at how the government has now managed to suck all of the farmers in like they do most other individual groups so that they're dependent on government programs instead of having farmers make money based on what the real value of their produce is. The government comes in with trade deals, and so they have to, because of the trade deals, they have to increase whatever the subsidies are for various produce. So the Agriculture Department's budget cut by 15%. Do you know how that's going to screw over unless they change their thinking? And I don't see Trump changing his thinking on this because he doesn't know anything about a farm. He eats hamburgers all day long. What the hell does he know about good fresh food? He doesn't know anything about it. And so as a result of that, he had the farm vote in 2016. He will not have the farm vote in 2020, depending on whether Joe Biden runs with whatever, whomever. Yes, Regine.
Wouldn't you want the government out of the farming business?
Yeah, I do.
So if they cut the budget by
15%. But now after you sucked them all in and made them dependent and give $634 million to farms and farmers who have made hundreds of millions of dollars in profit, they distribute the money to the people who provide them with campaign resources, and the average lowly family farmer gets squat. And
wouldn't this level the playing field a little bit more, though, if they stop giving the big factory farms?
No, because it's too far.
Farms.
We've gone too far. The American farm and the institution of growing our own food is basically disrupted beyond repair. Just drive around New York State and look at all the fields that aren't being used for anything. It's just grown over. And you can see that in other big ag communities and other big ag states as well.
I want the government out of every business.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I would think you'd be jumping up and down with joy.
I would if it were, if it had been done fairly and it wasn't so skewed to this point so that the big guys had all the power. If everybody drops out, the little guy just goes away. But they're not getting anything anyway. So I think that's an interesting point. The other point here that I'm making is that Trump is not likely to get the farm vote in the next go-round. And I think that there are other groups that are not so excited anymore that were on his bandwagon early on. I think Trump, frankly, has a tough row to hoe. If the Democrats, unless they're so disorganized that they don't come up with anybody, but it looks like if Biden... you're from Delaware, Rick.
Everyone here loves Joe. As a matter of fact, you're going to have a lot of Republicans voting for Joe because it's Joe. Joe can say anything that's creepy, wrong, or disturbing, and people say, "Nah, that's Joe." The thing that gets me about that is this: I thought the Democrats didn't want an old white guy for president.
Yeah. Right. I don't think they've got enough together with everybody else to get a consensus. Where else is there consensus in that bunch of 49 or however many people are running?
Joe Biden is the only guy that stands a chance.
Yeah, I agree.
And the Democrats won't put him up front because Rick is right. They don't want an old white guy. So they'll put somebody else up front, and they'll lose. They'll get their tail.
But he could get numbers. I mean, seriously, all around the country, he could pull in the numbers and the money.
Yes, good.
Yep. Especially given the fact that the people in the middle of the road are tired of Trump, people that voted for him because they want to give him a chance. And
I'm
it isn't so much
road,
what
I'm
he's
not
done.
Tired of Trump.
I'm tired. I'm not tired of Trump. I'm tired of the wake that surrounds him. I don't find it amusing. I don't find it productive. I don't find it to be. It's way too negative.
Keep appointing judges. Keep gutting.
Well, keep doing that stuff.
Keep gutting all of the infrastructure of government. I'll put up with it for a while longer if I have to.
Well, if I may, that's the Democratic argument for Beto O'Rourke. They love the idea that he came out and said, we need to stock the courts with Democrats.
He's not presidential material. He might make a good vice president for Biden. I think there's a lot of talk about that. Victoria, have you heard that in Washington this week? What's the consensus of any conversation you've heard in Washington this week about this?
Well, the only thing I think some people are saying that would be problematic with that would be that they really don't want two white men on the ticket.
Yeah, that's the thing. So. You can't do that nowadays.
Well, you can if there's nobody else around that's saying, I don't care if Beto O'Rourke is on.
Well, there are other people around.
I would be upset if the likes of Kamala Harris, who's a West Coast nutcake, if she were to be on the ticket, it wouldn't be a very appealing to me. But I don't find that's the problem. There are no really consensus appealing candidates. Where are they all? They don't want to run because either they don't want to put up with the nonsense that you have to put up. Good people stopped running for president a long time ago. And so, you know, Bloomberg doesn't want to run. He doesn't want to get that exposure to all that huzzerai. And so,
well, Doug, question. There are people on both sides who said they like this guy, Buttigieg. And his name looks like Buttigieg, but I think it's South Bend Mayor.
Is he the, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's very interesting to people.
Yeah. I've heard that. Yeah.
Hey,
right.
Victoria, quick question for you. What is up with the Democrats putting up candidates who could not win a Senate race thinking they can become president?
How do I know? I'm not.
Beto O'Rourke, you're talking about?
Beto and what's her face from Georgia? Who's the woman?
She's not going to run. I think she's going to get into this to a Senate race. I don't know. I'm not a Democrat, so I don't know what's up with it. But with Beto, you know, this was my understanding is this was his own decision. He has a knack for raising money. You know, from small donors, he is very bubbly, charismatic, and, you know, he's... Look, I don't get this. This is one of these things where it's like, oh, you know, I think I'm going to run for president. So everybody thinks they've got a shot, and they're going to be knocked off like fish in a barrel. So, and the debates start in June. So I think we should just start booking vacations now.
Right, you and I are going to Ireland. We'll take an early trip. All right, so that's number four, an overview of the 2020 Democratic hopefuls, et cetera, et cetera. 16 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Here is some straight health talk. Omega-3s. Pretty much everybody who knows anything about their bodies knows you need to have omega-3s.
Yep.
And then now the new kid on the block, Richie, krill oil, which also comes from fish from a different part of the world. So people say, do I need fish oil or do I need krill oil? And the answer is you need them both. And the solution to the problem is a product from Purity Products called Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Now, I'm taking it every day. My dog Daisy gets one of these every day. It combines ultra pure fish oil, which is great for your heart, circulation, your brain, and krill oil, which is great for your joints, for your movement. One little pill, very powerful, promoting all kinds of great things like healthy cardiovascular systems. If that's not enough, they'll give this first bottle to you free. So let's get on it. Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. You can't find that out until you try it. And so here, the folks at Purity want you to get a free bottle to put it to the test. Not fish oil, not krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. You just pay $4.95 shipping and handling. Put it to the test. Call 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. Use the code DJV, get your free bottle. It's perfect for all the things that may, even not now, ail you, but will sooner or later. 800-355-1493. Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only on a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. One of the most exciting things about this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight, and that's why Calitrin is so helpful. Collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need to lose the weight and build muscle.
Yes, sir. You know, I wish I was a gym person. I'm too busy, really. But I do. I take my Calitrin every night, right at bedtime, and it does. It helps rebuild that lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism, especially if you're over the age of 30. You know, it's hard to maintain that muscle mass.
So I think this is a good approach to it. 90 days at the regular price at toploss.com. Collagen, stop producing it when you're in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, so you need to supplement. So Calitrin, lose the weight, keep it off, go to toploss.com. The special deal is that you buy 90 days, the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special deal at toploss.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Great programmers love this program because it sort of tips the scale when it comes to conversation about what the issues are on the formatted news talk stations. Victoria Jones is here, who's had lots of experience with those formatted news talk stations. She runs the DC Radio Company now. Rick Jensen is on one of those formatted, aforementioned news talk radio stations, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden has his hands full by working with a group of specialists. I guess that's a good way of putting it, Richie. Specializing in news talk conversation, yes. Sort of the new age of talk comes out of Radio America. Mm-hmm. And here I am, having done it for eons. So I guess we all have... Hey, we got something going on, and I sort of start every week. I want to go through these in order and then pick some of them up. By the time I get like through the first two or three, we've already gotten sidetracked. I'm going back to the list, though, however, because number six deserves actually to be in a more prominent place for several different reasons, in my opinion. The attacks on the mosques in New Zealand that happened late in the week. And the numbers of people, dozens dying, the anger, and I've said this, I'll set the tone perhaps by saying I don't understand people, and I don't understand, I believe in a supreme being, in God. I do understand what we're told is free will. People have ways we are supposed to learn as part of being a human being, to learn how to deal with the realities of life, what it does for you in the next life or whatever, I don't know, gets too complicated. I just know I don't understand how the creation by man of religion has gotten to the point where it is the cause of most of the unrest in the world. And it's either that or oil. Those are the two things that cause upset and dis-ease. And so here we go. And in New Zealand, that's the last place on the planet you'd expect something like this to happen.
That's the last place they expected to see this, too.
Yeah, hey, right.
Let me ask you something on that. Your comment about religion. You know my philosophy that the world pays attention to the 1% of crazy people. Yeah. And it makes the world seem like it's 99% crazy. And I would assert the same thing with religion, that, I don't know, let's say 90% of religion does good.
More than that.
9%
yeah,
of religion is a little, and then 1% of religion is this guy.
Okay.
In New
so
Zealand.
Here's how you read into that. This
and
is
it
my
gets
answer.
So much attention that it just makes it seem like it's so much worse than it really is.
It's because the leadership of these organizations is weak, shallow, and
of most of them, yes, I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like what organizations?
Religious
the
organizations.
The religious organizations. There
this isn't
is no
about the religious organizations. This is about the white supremacy organizations that are behind this.
It's about,
this isn't about religious
whatever the
organizations.
Group is.
Yeah, when you,
well,
when
that's
you,
your
when
opinion.
You
you're
down,
welcome
it's Christians
to
versus Muslims.
Right. It's the Christians thinking, and the white supremacists are all Christians.
Right.
And so they don't like anybody who doesn't believe what they like. So
right.
It does become a religious thing.
Having spoken with imams and clerics, they say, you know, Islam is not evil inherently, but there are those people who will take that and do exactly what Victoria says. As white supremacists, they're not Christians. You go out and you murder somebody like that, you're
they
not a Christian.
They
whatever's
claim to
going
be Christians.
On, and they're,
Queen
and
Isabella
going
of Spain claimed to be a Christian. She was a Catholic, and yet she sent people all over the world to slaughter those who wouldn't become Catholics. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. And that happened 700 years ago. So it's the same old crap. And it's time for us to take a moment to ponder the same old crap. Maybe we'll come up with some new crap in the next half hour of Talk Radio Review. 29 past the hour.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com and don't forget promo code DJV.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has once again defended and affirmed the constitutional right of a street evangelist to proclaim the gospel in a public location. You see, PJI's Washington State attorney, Jorge Ramos, successfully defended this street preacher in Kennewick, Washington, who had been criminally charged with violating a noise ordinance. Our client's alleged crime? Proclaiming the gospel and defending life in front of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill. This is another big win for free speech because the judge threw out the case. Visit PJI.org and download our free guide to public preaching.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here, heading a group of anything but sheep on the Talk Radio. These are strong talkers. Victoria Jones with the DC Radio Company, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Mitch McFadden. From Radio America. I have a project going on. I have about four different projects, but I always have that many things going on in my life. One of them is to clean out old, I'm getting rid of old stuff. And so as I've gone through the attic and cleaned out a lot of things that were
feels good,
my childhood and some things, I threw out a big stash of old clothing that smelled so bad, Rich.
Purge.
Are you Marie Kondoing?
Am I what?
He wouldn't
Marie
know what that
Kondoing?
Was. Yeah, he has no clue. You have to explain
that
to him. But anyway, number eight on the list, Doug. Number five.
So, well, we did that. I want to go to the focus on this college admission scandal. This is
huge.
Number two on the story list this week. And the reason that I'm looking at my college, a lot of things that I did in college and how I got into college and stuff as I was going through a lot of these notes and thinking, I actually came across something on Facebook that I wanted to share with everybody. This is from a woman that I know who lives in the community where I am. She writes,
Folks, these are not victimless crimes, referring to the entrance cheating scandal. The children already had the privilege of advantage and the most prosperous networks in the world. They stole your child's chance to make similar networks. Your child worked themselves into the ground to earn that opportunity. I expect to see more of this leaking out as the weeks go by. It is shameless. And then, you know, all of these posts have pictures.
There are already lawsuits of people who were denied entrance into these colleges.
Yeah.
One of them is for, are you ready for this? $500 billion this father is suing one of the colleges.
He's probably a lawyer.
Excellent. I love it. Well, you know, what is so fascinating here, one of the first things I thought about was who were the children who didn't get in because of this disgusting behavior? And some of them, of course, we'll never know. And, you know, there's another piece here, too, which is the affluent, the rich, and the privilege have another advantage, because there are so many advantages in gaining admission to private colleges and universities. They've got the capacity. They can pay 4 years of tuition, room and board, which can be like, what, $300,000, without financial aid anyway.
Right.
Think about that.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
And there are a lot of good colleges. You know, this is also the problem with prestige. And thinking it's well, I want to be like they are instead of I want to be like I am. What is that? There's a great line from that movie, the family fighting that The Rock is in, the story about the woman wrestler. And they both ask, they're in awe of The Rock, and they're in an auditorium, and they are asking for his advice on how to become famous. And then, you know, they said they wanted to be like so-and-so. And The Rock looks at them and says, you have to be the best you. Not like somebody else, but you need to be the best you that you can be. And that doesn't include doing these kinds of things. There are 100,000 good colleges in this country. And they would be happy to have students who come from any background. The number of people going from, for example, my alma mater, which is Heidelberg College in northwestern Ohio, the enrollment stayed about the same over the years, 1,200, 1,300, for the most part. We could, when I was on the board, we wanted to get up to 1,600, but couldn't because we weren't able to attract some of the people that, you know, were going to the larger universities on free rides. And you learn out of these stories, who's getting a free ride and why are they getting a free ride? And the story, by the way, is a lot deeper than you think it is. I don't know what the right word for it is.
Here's the dilemma, though. Hopefully,
the dilemma is good.
It's college debt. This is something that is an epic problem.
Yep, real problem.
And it all started when the United States government under Bill Clinton, probably unknowingly, what would hit the effect of his laws would be, decided to guarantee everybody's loans for however much college they want to take. And so the colleges were like, yippee, let's start cranking up these bills because we know it's guaranteed. And here we are today where people are walking away with $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, even more in debt. I just had a friend who's over 50 years old post on Facebook that she finally paid off her college loans.
Not awful.
Terrible. Amazing.
Yeah, that's terrible.
How are we saddling kids? Right, with trillions of dollars in debt. We need to fix this now.
Is it Bernie Sanders? Free college for all. Is that the answer?
No, that's not going to fix it.
No,
they're still going to charge us trillions of dollars in debt.
Right. When the government guarantees the money, you can have the guarantee that they're going to raise the tuition, they're going to build more buildings, things like that. Getting back to what Victoria said about who gets hurt. The tip of the iceberg here is 8 universities, 11 college employees, 45 students, and nearly a little over $6 million paid directly or indirectly to these college employees. And I was looking at some of the numbers, because I was wondering, well, who's getting screwed? Who's getting cheated out of this college education? At USC, they actively recruit
low-income minorities, so they have nearly 24% of their undergraduates eligible for Pell Grants, and they are low-income minorities, 24%. Columbia and Emory Universities at 21%. So the question is, if they're making sure that they're getting a good percentage of people who are low-income minorities, and you've got these wealthy people who are saying, eh, here's $15,000, here's $500,000, get my rich kid in. The question really is, and Victoria, I think it's a great question, who are the kids then that are getting denied acceptance to these colleges?
You know,
well,
what?
I think you'll find the hard
They could go to other schools, but just the question of finding the other schools, there are plenty of educational opportunities, but they aren't on the front burner. They're not on the front page.
It's those middle class kids who aren't rich and aren't poor. Yeah. To have a hard time getting in, you know, and even with good grades, because, I mean, George Mason, right down the road from me, great school, want my son to go to it. And I have some friends that go, and they're like, it's not as easy as you think.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing what you have to do to hop in through their hoops.
You know, two quick things. One is the investigation is ongoing. They're expecting further arrests. And another thing is that just in the last couple of weeks, an African-American student who got a perfect score on, I believe it was a woman or a girl, on her SAT. I don't know what that score is because I didn't take one. wasn't educated here. She got a perfect score. She was questioned about it. She wasn't believed because getting a perfect score while black. And I thought to myself, oh, this is interesting. Perfect score while black. I guess that's like gardening while black. And yet these kids getting into college, the disparities are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, it really does speak to something that's yet another problem that we can't seem to find a solution for. The educational system in our country is really in trouble. Badly, whether it's undergraduate, whether it's graduate, postgraduate. There are great institutions, there are great learning circumstances, but so much of what we are paying for as taxpayers is like water going down the toilet. It just goes, the money is going nowhere. When you see a $93 million high school opening in Los Angeles and 50% of the students do not graduate, there's something about this whole scenario that if anybody's thinking about anything but themselves, it bespeaks to the way, I was talking earlier about the farmers and what's going on with them. It just, everything is wrinkled. And now, has it gone too far? We all look for saviors. Look at yourself. Fix your own problems. Look in the mirror. You've caused, whoever you're seeing in the mirror causes most of your problems, and whoever you're seeing in the mirror can fix most of your problems.
But perhaps don't count on the system to fix your problems.
No! The system is rigged, so it doesn't fix the problem. It just keeps going on and on and on. All right, in a moment, we're going to talk about the number. Go ahead, Victor.
And why don't we put money and thought into the apprentice system for training, like they do in Europe?
Yep. Yeah, micro would be good.
Micro
trade schools.
Yep.
The people that are plumbers and we say this a lot because it's true. Lots of opportunity. All right, number six is Tucker Carlson. We'll talk about him, the useless piece of you know what that he is, in a matter of moments. Right now, I want to talk to you about something that's really swell. New sheets from MyPillow made from Giza cotton. I'm not saying geezer, Richie. I said Giza, G-I-Z-A.
Yeah, it's my old sheets.
Yeah, get rid of your old sheets and replace them with MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. Full night's rest now. They've got you covered. New pillows, new mattresses, new mattress covers, these new sheets. Wow, are they fabuloso. I got a set, put them on the bed. Nighty night time. Cotton, super smooth, super breathable. Extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like the MyPillows you love so much, Giza sheets made right here in America with washable and dryable circumstances. They aren't going to, in other words, they're not going to melt and they're not going to shrink. So go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. These are brand new on the market. The fact they're giving 30% off to DJV listeners, that's really cool. Free shipping and 30% off the new Giza sheets. They feel like, I mean, there's nothing better than getting new sheets every night if you can do it.
Nah,
good for you.
Yeah.
But this is the next best thing. Use the promo code DJV to get the deal. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the story's top 10 items on the list so that you at least have the list in mind as we meander through discussions of some of them. Not all of them get equal shrift, shall we say. Number 10, sports talk radio, all the things going on. March Madness, baseball players getting ready to play for the official season beginning. The weather in the Midwest, number 9. The Brexit chaos, number 8. The mosque attacks in New Zealand, number 7. Tucker Carlson and his foolishness at 6. The Boeing 737 MAX groundings, 5. Democratic hopefuls running. Who's declared for what? Number 4. The border wall project and the emergency vote is number 3. Number 2, the college entrance exam cheating scandal. Everything seems to be screwed up there. And the Manafort sentencing investigation outcomes, number 1. This week on the Talk Radio Survey, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policy started just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle. Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
This message is brought to you by Gardetto's. Searching for a snack with bold flavors that won't leave you overly full? Well, then you'll love the new Gardetto's Crisps, General Mills' latest addition to its list of all-star snacks. The light and crispy texture of Gardetto's Crisps are sure to be a hit with Gardetto's fans and first-timers alike. This one-of-a-kind family recipe has been crafted over the years from the family bakery in Wisconsin and continues to stay true to the original flavor recipe. Inspired by the Gardetto snacks everyone loves, these bite-sized crackers are now available in convenience stores nationwide in two bold flavors, original and peppercorn ranch. Head to www.generalmills.com for more information and to print a coupon for $1 off Gardetto's crisps to redeem at participating convenience stores. And don't forget to follow the brand on Twitter at Gardetto's. That's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S. Again, that's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S.
On the people side of things, the announcement here of the top 10 on the list, Odell Beckham Jr. is at number 10. Theresa May, Prime Minister of England, is number 9. Hillary Clinton is number 8. Tucker Carlson is 7. Beto O'Rourke is 6. Mitch McConnell is 5. Nancy Pelosi is 4. Felicity Huffman is tied with Lori Loughlin in the number 3 position for fairly obvious reasons. Paul Manafort, because he was sentenced, is number 2. And Donald Trump, because he hasn't been sentenced yet. Although the investigation, even though coming to a head, seems to still be going on. So those are the people that have been most talked about this week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists and a lot of info about your favorite talk hosts at talkers.com. All right, so let's get to number 6 before we run out of time here. Tucker Carlson. I'm not even going to talk. I have no objectivity when it comes to him because I think
you don't. Yeah, you pretty much just don't like him.
No, I think he's a worthless piece of crap. So anybody else got anything? You like some of the stuff he does on podcasts?
Yeah, I mean, I see his takes on different topics on YouTube, and I think he's got well thought out takes. They're very scripted, very written for him.
I don't
him,
think he writes them. I don't think he thinks them.
Don't
I think
care.
Somebody else uses
it's
them.
It's good information, and I like it, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I would like you to consider this. This is really troubling. Yes, I've seen the things he said.
Are you
with
speaking
Bubba
to me
Sponge.
Now, or who are you speaking to?
Yes,
who
sir.
Do you want to
yes,
consider
sir.
This? Me. Okay.
Oh, you're kidding? You are, you know, you're King Daddy of the radio shows here, man. Right, let me right. tell you. Always. So, but, and what he said, you don't go on a Bubba the Love Sponge if you want to be a serious commentator. You just don't do it. And I watched him a little bit, and I look at David Brooks at Media Matters, what they do. I see Samantha Bee. Their whole game is to destroy other yeah. people with whom they disagree. And I yep. find that more than offensive. Yep. I find it really disgusting that if you disagree with somebody politically, you're not going to try to put together a cogent argument. No. David Brooks is going to take his $14 million organization with hundreds of employees and thousands of volunteers around the country to destroy someone personally. Samantha Bee does it on her little cable show. And right. Tucker Carlson
well
has
said.
Done the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Rick Jensen, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Thank you.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now, 53 after the hour. Up to us at this moment in time, Victoria Keelan, to go through the top five technology stories from the point of view of an influencer like you, because you are. Influencer.
I think Lori Loughlin's daughter has ruined that title of influencer. I don't know what to call that.
We'll use another term then.
Yeah.
All right, so we go from number five to number one. First item here is number five, and it has a focus on PayPal. Those of you with PayPal accounts, listen up.
Yep, no one likes waiting to get their money, especially when you're stuck waiting for PayPal to process it. So, PayPal is addressing that issue with a new option that lets users instantly transfer funds into their bank account for a small fee. So, right. This is just like Venmo. Venmo is owned by PayPal. So, this is great news, though. If you sell something on eBay, PayPal is still the default payment mechanism. And so, if you make a lot of money on PayPal and are on eBay and you want your money right away, you can do that now. It goes right automatically into your bank account or onto your debit card, and they will take 1% of the total transaction. It maxes out at $10, so it's not terrible if you're transferring a large amount of money for only $10. It's not terrible, but
okay.
You can also still wait a few days if you don't want to pay the fee.
So here's what I want you to know about that. The average, this is why I don't use PayPal, because they're using your money. The reason you don't get it for 3 days is because they use your money to make money. That's mm-hmm. how they make money. And so charging you 10%, if you looked at what they make, they invest your funds overnight in the Japanese market, and what comes back on average for the average transaction is somewhere between $12 and $14. So every time money is moved, no matter what its size, big or small, the average amount of return they get for doing that is $14. So they're going to charge you $10 to send it to you right away. This is where they make the money and why PayPal stock is as valuable as it is. Just FYI. Number four. DirecTV raising prices. Oh, isn't that sweet, Victoria?
Yes. DirecTV is, of course, owned by AT&T, which is now part of the conglomerate called Warner Media. And so as Warner Media is kind of ramping up to become one massive company, DirecTV Now, which is the app, the freestanding app that you can subscribe to monthly, you don't need to have actual DirecTV, you can just use the DirecTV Now app. That's going to get a price hike of $10 per month. Now, in exchange for the $10 per month hike in the price, you will receive an HBO subscription in return. So you can weigh the options. If you like DirecTV Now, you can stick with your package. It's about 40 channels, including HBO, for $50 a month. The second package is the DirecTV Now Max. That has more than 50 channels, also including HBO, and that's $70 a month. And so this is, once again, it's more, they're in trying to compete with Amazon and Netflix and Hulu and all of that. But I don't know that raising the prices by $10 a month, that's quite a hike. I don't know that is going to be the best way to do it. But the new changes will take effect on April 12th.
Number three, Vizio, the TV manufacturer, is going to get into your shorts a little bit here, it looks like.
This is not great news for fans of Vizio televisions. They are the second largest TV manufacturer in the U.S., and they're developing a new industry standard that will allow smart TVs to serve targeted ads. Right now, the only place in our technological universe where we're not inundated with targeted ads are smart TVs. And so Vizio wants to change that, and they want to make a lot of money off of targeting, and basically what that's going to do, anything that you watch on TV, they're going to correlate that with certain ads. It's just like when you're on Facebook and if you search for something on Instagram and then all you see are ads for that product, it's going to be the same thing on TVs. For me personally, I would never buy a Vizio TV because I don't want that. So we'll see where this goes, but they're hoping to have these rolled out by the end of 2020.
Cheap crap TVs. All right, here's some people living in Michigan. This is some bad news if you haven't heard this yet. Listen up to this.
If you live in Michigan and if you have used Wolverine Solutions Group, it's a Detroit-based healthcare company and they manage a lot of hospital records. 600,000 people in Michigan have had their data compromised, and this is bad news. It's names, addresses, social security numbers, and medical records. And so WSG is rolling out a website to help you put out a fraud alert on your credit file and possibly freeze your credit as well. So if you might be affected, go and check on that website. Website for sure.
Number one, a recall. This is battery recall. Wow.
Yep, more battery recalls, HP. This time from HP. And these laptops, all the HP laptops, it includes 28,000 laptop battery units on top of 50,000 that were initially recalled last year. Go to HP.com and find out if your model is affected.
Check it out. That's the overall list of things. Hopefully we've tweaked at least one thing that's important to you here as we end this hour, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says Mr. Trump has spoken out clearly enough about anti-Muslim and other religious hatred.
I think you saw that yesterday in the tweet. I mean, the president, not sure what more you want the president to do. You may say you want to give him a national speech to address the nation. That's fine. Maybe we do that, maybe we don't. But I think you get down to the basic issue is that the president is doing everything that we can to prevent this type of thing from happening here.
Families of the 50 people killed in the Christchurch shootings are enduring an increasingly agonizing wait for the bodies of the victims to be released. Officials say they hope to begin the process by midweek. Thousands mourn the Ethiopian plane crash victims today, accompanying 17 empty caskets of the 157 people that died through the streets of the capital. Beto O'Rourke pre-campaign launch comments to Vanity Fair that he was, quote, born to be in the race for the president, has been attracting some less than positive responses from the rest of the Democratic field.
I am running to serve you as the next president of the United States.
That was Beto O'Rourke campaigning in Madison, Wisconsin Sunday. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Amy Klobuchar was asked about the Texans' born to run quote and whether she had ever felt that way.
No, I wasn't born to run for office. Just because growing up in the 70s in the middle of the country, I don't think many people thought a girl could be president. I wasn't born to run. But I am running.
On Fox News Sunday, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Peter Buttigieg had this take.
I think I was born to make myself useful, and I'm not combating anybody. There are going to be competitors more than opponents, I think, among the Democrats, and that's a good thing.
The first real contest of the race remains months away. Ben Thomas, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
It's only March. The liberals have done nothing this year but, well, create chaos. Andrew Cuomo in New York, Ocasio-Cortez driving Amazon out of New York, Kamala Harris, they're all out pursuing their liberal agenda. Major corporations where you shop every day are using their buying power to steer America towards a socialist economy. If your cell is with AT&T or Verizon, your money is supporting liberal candidates. The ACLU, Unito US, Planned Parenthood, you can support your values by switching to Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile offers the same reliable nationwide coverage you already have. Plus, they have taken a portion of their proceeds and support conservative organizations like the Heritage Foundation, the Susan B. Anthony List, and PragerU. Patriot Mobile has unlimited talk and text plans as low as $20 a month. It's easy to switch. Call 1-800-PATRIOT and mention Hugh, or visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh, and they'll waive up to two activation fees. That's right, two activation fees. Join me and thousands of Americans. Switch today.
Newly released documents show a former advisor to Russian President Putin who died in a Washington, D.C. hotel room had a broken neck, commonly associated with being hanged or being strangled.
The official ruling was that Mikhail Lessin died accidentally of blunt force trauma after falling in his hotel room while intoxicated in 2015. However, there was always speculation, and there's a long history of high-profile Russians turning up dead or seriously ill in foreign countries. The new documents about his broken neck were finally released after Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, filed a Freedom of Information lawsuit, but they offer no clear-cut evidence of foul play. Lessin was Putin's media czar and had amassed a fortune selling TV ads. I'm Julie Walker.
Six young men with connections to Ferguson protests in Missouri died, drawing attention on social media and speculation in the activist community. Something sinister is afoot. Police say there's no correlation. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A 24-year-old Staten Island man under arrest in the shooting death of a reputed Gambino crime boss, Frank Kelly. Julie Walker has another report.
Anthony Comello was arrested on the Jersey Shore Saturday. Police are looking at several angles for the motive. Was it mob-related or just a personal beef involving a family member? NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea is not ruling anything out.
There are multiple angles that we are still exploring.
Shea says Comello is known to police but would not go into detail, except to say he got a parking ticket on Staten Island Wednesday, the day Callie was shot 10 times in front of his home there.
Comello has crossed paths in some limited circumstances with the NYPD.
Police say they have surveillance video, fingerprints, and witnesses. Julie Walker, New York.
Former national chairwoman of the NAACP, Merle Evers Williams, turned 86 today. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The hallmark of your weekend is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I certainly hope it is. It certainly is hallmark of my weekend, one of them. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who has created hallmarks for us all, hallmark moments, in a manner of speaking, for years and years and years with his overview of the news talk radio world, the stories every week that are published in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can see the list of the stories and the people and listen to lots of conversation about it, hopefully on a lot of radio stations that you listen to. We can listen on the podcast if you want, Michael. You can do that at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Or you can listen as we talk. We can listen to ourselves. What a concept.
If you keep this up, we'll be the only ones listening to ourselves.
Oh, okay. Let's go. So, let's run through the stories.
In the belief and the faith that there are folks who care, here we go.
Yes.
At number 10, there's NFL deals, NBA and NCAA hoops action. At number 9, the bomb cyclone hits the mountains and the Midwest. At number 8, we have Clinton emails investigation testimony and Brexit chaos. At number 7, the New Zealand mosque attacks. At number 6, the Tucker Carlson flap. I love these terms. Flap.
Flap.
At number 5, we have the Boeing 737 MAX groundings, and that's tied with another story, the Millennials Socialism Survey. A lot of different things on the survey this week. Number 4, mm-hmm. we have the ever-increasing list of 2020 Democratic Party hopefuls, and one of the highlights of that big umbrella story is Beto O'Rourke declares. At number 3, we have the National Emergency Vote and the Border Wall Project. At number 2, really juicy lifestyle, psychology, economics story, heavy-duty story, the college entrance cheating scandal. And at number 1, Manafort was sentenced, and the Trump-Russia investigation and the release of the Mueller report looms heavy. It could come at any moment. It's like a baby about to be born.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, we have the people. Let me scroll down to my people list. Number 10, Odell Beckham Jr. At number 9, Theresa May. At number 8, Lisa Page and Hillary. At number 7, the aforementioned flapper, Tucker Carlson. Number 6, the aforementioned candidate, Beto O'Rourke. Number 5, good old Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi and, bum, 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 Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 3, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. At number 2, Paul Manafort. And number 1, Donald Trump. What a bunch of people. They're people. Beautiful.
Bunch for something else. All right, how did you get into college?
I cheated my way. I got into college.
You went to Hofstra, which is one of the great schools for people to do. I applied and I
paid for it. I worked my way through college. Of course, college wasn't as expensive back when I went to college, but I did not come from a wealthy family. As a matter of fact, I didn't come from a family that gave me much guidance. I was one of those kids that was very self-guided, and I just went and paid and graduated. I didn't cheat. Nobody gave me money, and I didn't waste time. And to this day, I still maintain the opinion that too many kids, and I don't like the word kid. When I was in college, if you called me a boy or a kid, I'd yell at you, I am a man. I only like being a kid now that I'm an old man. But I was one of those guys, you know, at 19, 20, don't call me a boy. Don't call me a kid. I'm a man. And I was very proud of the fact that I worked my way through school. I did it on my own. And I didn't hang out at the school. I worked. So by the time I graduated from Hofstra, listen, I sound like I'm blowing my horn, but it ties into this. And it ties into my view of college kids today. When I graduated from Hofstra, I already had a full-time job. In other words, my senior year, full-time student, I also had a full-time job as the program director and air personality at a radio station. Isn't that amazing when you think about, you know, people they carry like, you know, 15 credits, and that's what they do all week. It's like, what else do you do?
That's all they do.
That's all they do, you know.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you do the work.
I was in a similar circumstance. Right. You and I had a very similar. I was program director of a radio station in Worcester, Massachusetts when I was 21. Didn't have a clue what I was doing, but it was, you know, it looked good on the resume, and it was an interesting, decent radio station, and it was a good entree into what, you know, we both continue doing, in a manner of speaking. The reason I asked you that question is because you mastered in that 40, 50 seconds what is the best about news talk radio conversations. Someone referred to it once as the topic tree, taking something, one item, and going in so many different directions that make for good conversation, interesting thoughts. So the obvious reference here is to the college entrance cheating scandal.
Right.
But from that, you know, you can talk a lot about the personalities of the people, that little kid that you'd like to see somebody stick a sock in her mouth on the videos. But then our educational system, our post-high school educational system, what that's about, what your experiences were getting into school. You see how you can take something like this, and the good radio hosts do that. They take one thing and then give you a number of different ways to look at it or talk about it or think about. But it's also about, you know, the way the government has created this horrible entree, basically, by guaranteeing loans that nobody, you know, this guy, we were talking earlier about some guy 50 years old just paid off his college loans. So there's, I mean, you,
oh, just, oh, we have a whole, we have a whole generation of young college graduates who are smothered under terrible debt for years to come because of what it costs to go to college. And when the government does supply funds for anything that is paid for in the marketplace, like health insurance, things of that nature, it does cause the prices to go up. It's the unfortunate result of loans and aid.
Yeah, too much access.
We got to figure out how to avoid that going forward. It's a bad syndrome. It's a complicated thing to talk about. Since you said a nice thing about me, I'm going to say a nice thing about you as we peer behind the curtain of how talk radio works. I couldn't have done that whole story about my days in college had you not asked me the right question. So asking the right questions also is part of a good talk radio conversation.
Well, I just think it gets to the heart of, you know, everybody wants to divide and conquer, and I like to think that we're all in this together, frankly, and I think that there are different types, different attitudes of the people who host these programs, but I do think there's fascinating. We have a brain, and most of us have fascinating lives, and so if you're not fortunate enough, like Michael and I are, to be able to be on a radio program and have a lot of people listen to you, it still is nice to be able to have these thoughts. And most of the good people doing this are doing it because they want you to think. So I asked Michael that question, because I wanted to hear his story. But I also want you, the folks who are listening, that one person, two people, however many there are, who at the moment I said that, started thinking about how they got into college and what their circumstance was. And you compare it to this, and you really, I guess in a manner of speaking, one of the other things that comes out of the outshoot, come out of this conversation is how these people, I mean, under our very noses, pulled off one of the most amazing schemes. I have no, did you ever have any idea that this sort of thing was going on?
I knew that, no, I didn't have any idea that that was going on. I always do have an idea that somewhere in every, you know, exalted industry, whether it's big religion, big media, big education, big business, big government, that there are people who take bribes. And I do know that there are people who give bribes. I'm not, you know, that naive or innocent, but I didn't think it was on that level. However, I've been very cognizant of another form of bribery that happens on the college level that is legal, and that is very wealthy people making gifts. They don't even call them donations anymore. They're called gifts of enormous sums of money. They get their name on a building, and in many cases, they get their kids in much easier than they would if the kid were just an unknown person with a parent who didn't get a gift.
That's the other side of that is they tell you they couldn't survive without those gifts, many of the small independent
companies. If that is the case, then another case for reevaluating how higher education institutions operate. Mm. I mean, many of them are in the professional sports business.
Yep, they sure are.
They devote more energy to their teams and to their stadiums and to all of the business surrounding that, and the scholarships and the recruitment and all of that stuff.
Look at the colleges in Texas, in Ohio, in Florida, high schools and colleges that live the Friday Night Lights stuff for football in high school and then college. And not only that, but the amount of money, we're in March Madness now, and that the amount of money that's bet on these games,
right?
The support for schools, Ohio State, it's sickening, frankly. Mm-hmm. It's not about education at all.
Somehow, even though the colleges will tell you, and I'm not an expert on the mechanics of this, so I don't want to get too deep into it and expose my ignorance, but the way it seems to me is that in spite of the fact that they claim that the big sports brings in the needed money to run the place, I find the big sports also contributes to the cost of going to the school being higher and higher. Mm-hmm. That if, in fact, these schools were offering people an opportunity to get an education, all right, great, you got a big football team and it brings in a lot of revenue, but I find the bigger the football team, the higher it costs to go to the school.
It's part of the talk tree, though. Let me send you into a direction that will be good for you if you don't have a bright white smile, if you're drinking a lot of coffee, tea, smoking perhaps, drinking red wine, your grin is not what it ought to be. Talking about power swabs, I'm going to make it available for everybody. So now you can get it. And if you call 800-208-1797, you can order power swabs right now to remove those stains on your teeth. Tell them you heard about it here. You get a 50% off retail price deal. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep
and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJ V Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll love the context, the information that's here. Tell your friends about it. Michael Harrison joins me every week. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're building stories. We're talking about the things that are on the list to a point. I don't know whether I give this short shrift or not. I'm sure you've done some radio programs this week on your own because you're doing more and more of that on various stations around the country.
I've done about four of them.
The Manafort sentencing, the House this week approved a resolution that calls for the details of Mueller's investigation to be made public. I wonder when you, if you've had that conversation with people on the air and what the reaction has been to what Mueller has done. Or what your reaction is to it. You set it up.
Well, my reaction is, of course, I think it should be made public, no matter what it is. But I do find that, for the most part, people react to everything in the news that has to do with politics today through a political lens. Yeah. It has to do whether you hate Trump or that you love Trump. It's very hard to find people who are not in one of those extreme camps. So anything that happens causes people to be for it or against it based on how it reflects on Trump, as opposed to any type of core values or political ideology. You have people who are against the wall who 7 years ago were screaming for a wall. Yeah. You have people who are for things or against things that they were completely on the other side of the line before Trump. So I find that to be the most maddening aspect of today's news talk radio conversation, is it almost forces you to preach to the choir in order to get along, which is something that I do not like to do, and won't do it. I won't do it. So the House ruling on making the Mueller report open to the public has been received through a partisan lens by most of the people with whom I talk on the air or within a radio context.
Isn't that the case for pretty much everything?
That's what I said.
That we talk about? Everything.
That's what I said.
Not, so are we being provocative just for the, and I say this collectively about the people doing this for a living, are we just being provocative for the sake of being provocative and not necessarily logical in how we present things?
We've been doing that for a long time in American media. Being provocative, getting attention, gaining traction, attracting eyeballs and eardrums, turning that into ratings and ultimately revenue, has been the reason that the media has got itself into such a jam. Trump is right that the media has got to do some soul searching and seek honesty. On the other hand, Trump also needs to do some soul searching and seek honesty. I see every major institution, and I say, you know, the big four, big business, big government, big media, big religion, and I'll now add to that big education, so it's now five, that they are flawed systems that operate for their own self-interest more so than they do to adhere to their original mission. And
amen.
That's a problem.
Amen. So, as much as people on certain sides of the aisle like to take shots at Trump, every once in a while there's something that comes along. There's a fellow in Connecticut this week. You may have seen this or heard this. Got a phone call from Trump. He said he was dying, and Jay Barrett was his name, 44 years old. And he said before he died, he wished he could talk to the president. So Trump calls him up, and the guy dies after the conversation. He hangs up the phone and dies.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
It's really.
So what are you saying? Trump killed him?
No,
that's what
some people will say.
Of course, exactly.
Right. Yeah. So they'll take that,
and then some. Trump, then someone would say, "Oh, he just did it for appearances."
Yeah. How do you know that? I mean, just let it be and let this poor guy be. I just thought that was an interesting anecdote. 28 after the hour on the talk radio.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even If you're taking other medications, it's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Kellitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Kellitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Kellitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, every week here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through some of the incidental stories, the people, and how they sort of wear on our conversation. Number five this week on the countdown is the situation Boeing finds itself in. And again, back to the talk tree, if you will, all kinds of stories. This week, the 737 MAX gets not the once-over-lightly treatment, but the Look, a lot of people, I mean, think about how many people fly, Michael, every day. There are 5,000 flights in America every day. There are that many airplanes in the world that are in the sky every day. And we take for granted what we do. We make a reservation, we get on the plane, we sit down every once in a while. You find a conflict, like American seems to want to do something stupid every week. What they did this week was kick a bunch of people off of a plane going to Cabo for a bride and groom, I don't know, it was a bridal wedding ceremony, something like that. And so these 30 women had invested $30,000, and they got kicked off the plane en masse because one of the women on the plane seemed to be inebriated, when in fact she wasn't. She had some sort of a palsy, but the stewardess said, "Well, you're not acting right. We don't want you on the plane." So they threw them all off the plane.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, you look at things like that. But, that's the talk tree. Going back to the 737 and the problems Boeing is having brings me around to thinking they need new leadership. Because not only are they having a problem, imagine admitting that there's a problem with a plane after two crashes. Can you imagine the lawyers and the suits be filed against Boeing because they admitted that the plane has a problem and they didn't correct it properly and they don't really know, apparently, how to fix it? They're not even sure. What I know is that the autopilot switch, they're trying to make these planes all fly themselves. So once you take off, you flip a switch and the plane's supposed to fly you to the next place where you're supposed to land, and you're not supposed to have to do anything. But the problem is that the fly-by-wire piece of this, and don't let me get too far into the woods before you get the hook out, but the way the plane is designed is contrary to the way the computer operation works. So it's fighting. The plane is fighting against the computer. So the plane wants to go up. The computer is telling it to either level off or go down. And when you flip the switch to take it out of autopilot, it doesn't come out of autopilot. So, kabunga.
It sounds to me like they have to get some new dilithium crystals, but that's not neither here nor there. Go on.
You're probably right about that. Yeah. And the sooner the better. And let's buy stock in dilithium
crystals.
Crystals, right, yeah. Right away. But anyway, it's an interesting conversation because it does speak to a lot of different things. The fact that most people don't know what kind of a plane they're getting in, although I've flown on these 737 MAXes, they're a piece of crap. They're awful. The seats are so jammed close together. Boeing made this in an attempt to stay in a market or get into a market that Airbus has been in. That is, build cheaper planes, cram more seats in them, because that's not what the passengers want, but that's what the airlines want. And so that's the way it is.
Well, their customers are the airlines, obviously.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, what you're talking about is faith. We live our lives putting our lives, not only our fortunes, our wealth, our, you know, everything that's important to us, but our very lives, we put it in the hands of strangers.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of faith. You have faith that the pilot didn't have a bad night, that the guy's not drunk, that some guy that turned a screw turned it all the way and didn't leave a net loose. There's so much that goes on. And back to your 5,000 a day, considering how many things can go wrong in day-to-day society, the running of a city, you know, so many things go on. It's amazing that as many things go as well as they do.
Yeah.
You know, we complain, you know, that things are falling apart and there's incompetence and bad construction and blah, blah, blah. But the fact is, it's pretty amazing that things run as smooth as they do.
Well, I mean, consider the fact that there really haven't been any major air crashes for years since that 777 went down. They never could find the plane. Yeah, but other than that, I mean, it is the safest way to travel. Mm-hmm. Again, sheer numbers. But in terms of, you know, you've heard stories this week about the Southwest mechanics going on strike. They've been trying to get a contract for 6 years, and they haven't had one. So now Southwest is grounding planes all over the place because the pilots are refusing to fly them.
Not to mention Southwest is one of the two American carriers that has a number of these Boeing 737.
They're all, this is the only model they have.
They have about 25 of them. and American.
Oh, you mean the Maxes?
The Maxes, yeah.
They have 34 of them.
Is it 34? Okay.
34. And Americans have 25.
Okay, I know there are about 350 of these planes in the world. You know, it's interesting when you actually look at the numbers. But each one of these planes costs a fortune to build, and each one has to be perfect. There can't be any lemons.
No,
you know?
That's right. You can't have lemons flying around at 35,000 feet.
Right.
And the fact, you know what a lease is on these planes? The 737 MAX lease price is $250,000 a month. That's what the airlines pay for every one of these planes. So, you know, I mean, they cost 35 to 40 million bucks a piece, and they are very complicated instruments. They really are. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they've got to be perfect. They have to be.
You know what scares me on a plane? When you get on a plane and the your seatbelt doesn't work, or the seat back doesn't work, or the tray table falls in your lap, you say to yourself, oh, my God, what else is wrong with this plane?
Right.
Well, it's made out of plastic.
American pilots have been criticizing, because the American pilot, the unions don't like management at all at American. The guy, his name is Doug... what's his last name? I forget. The guy who runs American. Parker is his name. He's just all he is a bean counter. And, you know, they're buying a lot of cheap stuff, and they're running things. They cut the lettuce out of the salad. I mean, all this kind
of
stuff.
They cut the lettuce out of the salad. That's enough reason not to fly them. I mean, my gosh.
But you know what I'm saying. It's just
Yes, I do.
I saved them $1 million for lettuce or something.
I remember the days when you got dressed up to go in a plane and they treated you like a queen or a king.
Yes.
If you were, no matter where you sat.
Yeah.
What happened? Why is it not like that anymore? Is it why is it not like that anymore? Is it because it costs too much to run an airline? Is it because there are too many people flying? I'm not sure what the reason is. Why has flying become so miserable? I can understand, you know, the concern about safety.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we'd go to the airport sometimes on a Saturday night for entertainment.
Yeah,
it was a
planes take off.
Right, to watch the people coming in from other countries.
Right,
and
you'd
greet people at the gate. Yeah. It was a very different world, and I'm not saying it was better. It certainly was better when it came to airline transportation. I guess necessity's the mother of invention. You got to protect from terrorism.
But Boeing needs a new leader. Not only is this a problem, but the new tankers, which are basically 767s converted for the Air Force and the Army to refuel planes in the air. They replaced all the old ones they had that were 35, 40 years old with these. And the Air Force has been complaining because the planes have been delivered full of crap from who's the inspector at the end of the line? Tools, trash in these brand new planes that are being sent to the Air Force. They have about 30 of them so far.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
That's trouble.
Hello. Who's running the ship? If you have a plane that has 2,500 orders, wouldn't you want to make sure, this is the biggest selling plane that they've ever had, that they would be perfect? And yet, they don't even know, really. And I wonder how the government, the FAA, let them get away with certifying it, frankly. There are so many questions.
A lot of it, you know, Donald Trump hit upon it in his simple Queensborough language. He said that the computerization of things is out of hand and they're too complicated for people to understand how to operate it.
Yeah.
And there's also a disconnect between the people that are the engineers and the people that are the operators. The engineers don't talk operator language. And a lot of the operators might be afraid to show their ignorance of not understanding how it works. So you go, I got it. And you're basing it on your experience with other operation systems.
Yeah.
But they change them just for the sake of it. They do that with our communications devices, with our smartphones. Half of the changes are not necessary. It's only so they change a plug, so you have to buy new headphones or you have to have a different app. There's a lot of, gouging going on simply for the sake of changing things, not necessarily making them better.
Right.
How often do you hear when people say, my phone is worse than it was before they came up with this new system?
Yeah. It's all the time.
Let
me take you into the world of weight loss for a moment here on the countdown. The healthy way, the right way to lose weight is using a product that's all natural called Kellitrin. It is the weight loss formula that works. It's stimulant-free. It's drug-free. No side effects whatsoever. It just works. Being on an exercise program is what we all ought to be on, no matter what. And because the main ingredient in Kellitrin is collagen, and collagen is the protein from which 30% of your body is built and made, you have collagen until you're about 30, produced naturally by your body, and then it stops. So that's when things start to break down. Muscles aren't as strong, get a little heavier, that sort of thing. So along comes Kellitrin, this family-run operation, and they come up with the idea of, okay, if you're over 30, you should be taking this because we'll give you a supplement collagen in the product. That'll stimulate your body to start making it again, and that leads to healthy lean muscle. You push the fat out of the way because of your exercise and keeping your body together, and voila, here comes the weight loss. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward, pretty easy to understand. Maintain the weight, no adverse effects, as I said before. Kellitrin, $7 off each bottle, $21 off the 90-day supply, plus a free bottle if you get into either of those two scenarios. Lots of great reasons, plus the fact this stuff works. So let's get at it. Lose the weight, keep it off, toploss.com. Make sure you use the code DJV for the special St. Patrick's Day special pricing. On the people side of things, the announcement here of the top 10 on the list, Odell Beckham Jr. is at number 10. Theresa May, Prime Minister of England, is number 9. Hillary Clinton is number 8. Tucker Carlson is 7. Beto O'Rourke is 6. Mitch McConnell is 5. Nancy Pelosi is 4. Felicity Huffman is tied with Lori Loughlin in the number 3 position for fairly obvious reasons. Paul Manafort, because he was sentenced, is number 2. And Donald Trump, because he hasn't been sentenced yet. Although the investigation, even though coming to a head, seems to still be going on. So those are the people that have been most talked about this week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists and a lot of info about your favorite talk hosts at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to sell it to you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the story's top 10 items on the list so that you at least have the list in mind as we meander through discussions of some of them. Not all of them get equal shrift, shall we say. Number 10, sports talk radio, all the things going on, March Madness, baseball players getting ready to play for the official season beginning. The weather in the Midwest, number 9. The Brexit chaos, number 8. the mosque attacks in New Zealand, number 7, Tucker Carlson and his foolishness at 6, the Boeing 737 MAX groundings, 5, Democratic hopefuls running, who's declared for what, number 4, the border wall project and the emergency vote is number 3. Number 2, the college entrance exam cheating scandal. Everything seems to be screwed up there. And the Manafort sentencing investigation outcomes, number 1. This week on the Talk Radio Survey, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Couple of items to serve our own interest here. They are the interest of you if you want to have good conversation, listen to good conversation. Michael every week does something called the MH Interview, this podcast, mhinterview.com. And the most recent one features
Mike Baxendale, who's known as Bax. He's a very, very popular morning host in New England, in Western Massachusetts, and he's been at his station for 24 years, and he talks about it's a real inside radio look at how some of these shows operate. Next week we have we were talking about Hofstra. Next week it's going to be Mark Lukasiewicz, who is a big time television news producer for NBC and ABC, and he's now going to be the dean of the communication department.
So we get into to get into the behind the scenes. No, no, that's one of the things people love about this program. We talk about not just the stories, but kind of how the sausage is made. Mm-hmm. And so that's an important part of the convention, the Talkers Convention, that comes up, by the way, on the 7th of June in New York. It's that sort of thing that we like to dig into. And so you, as listeners to the program, become the beneficiaries of all that information from Michael, and hopefully from me, but more from Michael, because that's his deal. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Find the list and all the info we're talking about at talkers.com.
SSD Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to review some of the legal aspects of the stories with our legal person. And the reason that he's a legal person is because he's a lawyer. How about them apples? Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college legal law. He's not a legal professor, he's a law professor. Do they call him legal law professors? Sounds like a professor.
Only the ones that aren't arrested.
All right, and Steve also has written a number of books. about identity theft and scams. He's the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website dedicated to the information necessary. And the reason I underscore it here now is because there's a lot of scamming going on. Tax season is here. So big scammer, the aggressive scamming going on. Fake IRS calls trying to trick you out of your hard-earned money. So what do we do? Who do we see about this, Steve?
Yeah, this is going to be a big tax year for scams, and I think part of it is because of the new tax law. You know, it can be somewhat complicating, and people aren't exactly sure of how it works. So if you get a call and your caller ID reads IRS, and there's someone on the other end asking for some personal information, you might be tempted to provide it to them. There are also collections that appear to be coming from the IRS. You owe money for whatever reason. And again, your caller ID looks like it's the IRS, or maybe you got it in an email or even a text message. The easy way to decide whether it's legitimate or not is to just ignore all of them, because the IRS will never initially contact you through an email, through a phone call, through a text message. There's a technique called spoofing by which your caller ID can be tricked to make it sound and appear like it's legitimate. So the best thing you can do is just ignore it. And, you know, it's kind of a sad state of affairs that the IRS has actually had to send out notices saying, we don't ask for payments by way of iTunes gift cards. But indeed, some of the scammers are doing that, and people are falling for that and giving those card numbers over the phone to scammers, many of which are from big phone banks in India. And, you know, frankly, is it stereotyping? It is, but in fact, many of the calls are originating from illegal gangs in India. And although both the United States and Indian law authorities are working to stop it, you want to be a little bit skeptical.
Well, the one thing is you won't be able to understand the scammers any better than you can understand the regular callers who are in Pakistan or India. So,
well, you know, that's part of the thing. India does the technical support very well, and so you very well may get, you know, when you're calling for tech support on some computer product, you are in many instances talking to a legitimate Indian, but they also do the illegal stuff well, too.
Number one on the countdown this week is the sentencing of Mr. Manafort. And from your point of view, I'd like to know, I guess there are two things, his sentencing, but also the releasing of the information that's likely for the investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation, which will show nothing, basically. And one wonders how the taxpayer has gotten anything good out of all this time.
Oh, they got a lot of that, and I don't know how you can, you know, be sure it's not going to show, you know, anything from it. You know, is it going to show that Donald Trump specifically colluded with the Russians? I seriously doubt that, but it is going to show, and already has shown, as there have been a number of convictions, and frankly, you know, Trump was the one that poo-pooed even when our own intelligence agencies said Russia was interfering. And in fact, we've indicted and identified a number of Russians involved with trying to attempt to influence our election. So, you know, you go on with that.
Well, I say that because I think I go back to the Warren Commission. You and I both remember that, and these government reports are all whitewashes as far as I'm concerned. So you're not going to ever get anything that's the truth. I just don't think you're going to.
Well, I don't know. It's quite that bad, but it's somewhere in between, that's for sure.
The number two item on the list quickly here is the college entrance cheating scandal. What are these people in for?
They're in for some jail time, and the fact that they are celebrities is actually going to work against them. They're going to end up being made examples. This is wire fraud. This is mail fraud. This is what's called theft of honest services, and some people are going to do some real time.
So that's how the government gets involved, the FBI, because it's mail fraud. You don't use the postal service for this kind of stuff.
That's the answer.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia.
produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Or call 800-NEWSMAX.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. A steady stream of mourners visited a makeshift memorial to the 50 people slain by a gunman at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the public safety remains the top priority as the police investigation continues.
There are an additional 120 police staff in Christchurch. When it comes to mosques, during opening hours and while mosques are in active use, there will be a police presence outside.
Ardern and her cabinet will meet Monday to consider tightening gun laws, including a government-funded buyback of newly outlawed guns. Lots of volunteers helping to clean up the Champs-Élysées Sunday after a day after it was left trashed and destroyed by ultra-violent yellow vest protesters as part of the weekly protests organized to express anger at French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies.
The famous Champs-Élysées emerged damaged and burnt out in parts following Saturday's riots, where violent protesters ransacked and looted luxury stores, even setting some on fire. Images of the destruction, including from a bank fire that engulfed a residential building in Paris and threatened the lives of a mother and child, have shocked France and seem to be further eroding public support for the fizzling four-month-old movement. Store manager Lydia de Grasse, like many, put the blame on thugs. We really feel that in the yellow vest group there are people that wear their yellow vests, but they are not here to protest. They are only here to vandalize, she said. After offering French workers a series of economic concessions to address their complaints, Macron, the protesters' target, is now resurgent in the polls. I'm Karen Chamas.
Some residents in the Houston city of Deer Park, about 15 miles southeast of the city, are being told to either stay in place or find shelter after a petrochemical terminal fire in that city. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
It's a boy. April the giraffe had another baby yesterday.
April the giraffe was in labor for about an hour and a half before the calf was born. Shortly after that, the newborn boy was up on his feet and nursing from mom, says spokesperson Carrie Gallagher.
April's a pro. This is her fifth go-around, and she did fantastic.
April gained internet stardom 2 years ago when she gave birth live on YouTube. This time the audience was smaller, but the excitement at Animal Adventure Park in upstate New York was just as big.
It's always super, super exciting to bring a new calf into this world. They're an endangered species.
The park will be holding a naming competition later. Julie Walker, New York.
The man who earned the title King of the Surf Guitar has died. Dick Dale passed away last night. He was 81 years old. Check out breaking news and analysis, both at townhall.com. The NCAA held its draw for the big dance.
As the number one seed in the South, Virginia plays Gardner Webb in the opening round, trying to avoid a repeat of last year's early exit. Second seed Tennessee takes on Colgate. Purdue is seeded third and plays Old Dominion. Defending champ Villanova as a sixth seed draws St. Mary's. In the Midwest, it's first seed North Carolina against Iona. Second seed at Kentucky has a date with Abilene Christian. Third seed Houston takes on Georgia State, and fourth seed Kansas plays Northeastern. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
And Duke is number one in the East, followed by Michigan State, LSU, and Florida State. And it's Gonzaga in the West, ahead of Michigan, Texas Tech, and Florida State. Rory McIlroy wins the Players' Championship by one stroke over Jim Furyk. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to overview what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen, who comes to us from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is in from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden is on hand in the control room at Radio America in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories, the people, as we end the week and look forward to next week. I always think, all right, this is a list of blunders and, and wayward thinking, and maybe next week it'll be better. But I'm not sure this week is the week to look forward to something being better. It looks like a pretty nasty list, actually, frankly. Number 10 on the list. What's going on in sports talk radio, the NCAA, March Madness, that sort of thing. The baseball team shaping up and what's going on there. Weather is number 9. Weather in Denver, across the plains of Colorado, all the way into Chicago. What a horrible week of weather. A lot of people talking about that.
Call it what it is. It was a bomb cyclone.
That's what some people, I don't know what that means.
Nobody does, but it sounds so great.
Right. Yeah, right. It's just like what do they call it? Polar vortex. A bunch of words. It's cold and it's winter. It's windy.
Confluence. It was a confluence of different weather systems that all hit at the same time. It was highly unusual.
It's called the perfect storm. That's exactly what it was. Okay, number 8, the chaos surrounding Brexit and what I don't think anybody knows what's going on anymore with that, except that the average Brit wants to stay in the European Union now as they've thought this through. So what do they do to fix that?
I heard it described as England's Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Yeah.
That was pretty apropos.
Number seven. Oh, please. The Clinton emails. We're still on to this. Go away with that. Good God.
It doesn't matter because she's not the president, so no one really cares. Yeah. If she was the president, why this would be the big investigation.
Well, and we'd get nowhere with it any more than we have with the man with the Trump-Russia investigation.
Yeah.
Number one this week on the countdown, by the way, is the sentencing of Manafort and where that goes and what. It's just all such nonsense. And we get ourselves all worked up. Meanwhile, the real discussion for me this week is the budget proposal that would go into effect in October, because that's the calendar year. And what bothers me, I think we have to start being responsible as to where we spend money. But I get down into the trenches and look at, as you know, I have a farm background. I am a farmer. And I look at the number. First, I look at how the government has now managed to suck all of the farmers in like they do most other individual groups so that they're dependent on government programs instead of having farmers make money based on what the real value of their produce is. The government comes in with trade deals, and so they have to, because of the trade deals, they have to increase whatever the subsidies are for various produce. So the Agriculture Department's budget cut by 15%. Do you know how that's going to screw over unless they change their thinking? And I don't see Trump changing his thinking on this because he doesn't know anything about a farm. He eats hamburgers all day long. What the hell does he know about good, fresh food? He doesn't know anything about it. And so as a result of that, he had the farm vote in 2016. He will not have the farm vote in 2020, depending on whether Joe Biden runs with whatever, whomever. Yes, Regine.
Wouldn't you want the government out of the farming business?
Yeah, I do.
So if they cut the budget by
15%. But now after you sucked them all in and made them dependent and give $634 million to farms and farmers who have made hundreds of millions of dollars in profit, they distribute the money to the people who provide them with campaign resources, and the average lowly family farmer gets squat. And
level the playing field a little bit more, though, if they stop giving the big factory farms?
No, because it's too far.
Farms.
We've gone too far. The American farm and the institution of growing our own food is basically disrupted beyond repair. Just drive around New York State and look at all the fields that aren't being used for anything. It's just grown over. And you can see that in other big ag communities and other big ag states as well.
I want the government out of every business.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I would think you'd be jumping up and down with joy.
I would if it had been done fairly and it wasn't so skewed to this point so that the big guys had all the power. If everybody drops out, the little guy just goes away. But they're not getting anything anyway. So I think that's an interesting point. The other point here that I'm making is that Trump is not likely to get the farm vote in the next go-round. And I think that there are other groups that are not so excited anymore that were on his bandwagon early on. I think Trump, frankly, has a tough row to hoe. If the Democrats, unless they're so disorganized that they don't come up with anybody, but it looks like if Biden... you're from Delaware, Rick.
Everyone here loves Joe. As a matter of fact, you're going to have a lot of Republicans voting for Joe because it's Joe. Joe can say anything that's creepy, wrong, or disturbing, and people say, nah, that's Joe. The thing that gets me about that is this. I thought the Democrats didn't want an old white guy for president.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think they've got enough together with everybody else to get a consensus. Where else is there consensus in that bunch of 49 or however many people are running?
Joe Biden is the only guy that stands a chance.
Yeah, I agree.
And the Democrats won't put him up front because Rick is right. They don't want an old white guy. So they'll put somebody else up front, and they'll lose. They'll get their tail.
But he could get numbers. I mean, seriously, all around the country, he could pull in the numbers and the money.
Numbers. Yes, he could.
Yep. especially given the fact that the people in the middle of the road are tired of Trump, people that voted for him because they want to give him a chance. And
I'm
it isn't so much
road.
What
I'm
he's
not
done.
Tired of Trump.
I'm tired. I'm not tired of Trump. I'm tired of the wake that surrounds him. I don't find it amusing. I don't find it productive.
Yeah,
I don't find it to be,
you know what?
It's way too negative.
Keep appointing judges. Keep gutting.
Well, keep doing that stuff, yeah.
Keep gutting all of the infrastructure of government. I'll put up with it for a while longer if I have to.
Yeah. Well, if I may, that's the Democratic argument for Beto O'Rourke. They love the idea that he came out and said, we need to stock the courts with Democrats.
Mm. He's not presidential material. He might make a good vice president for Biden. I think there's a lot of talk about that. Victoria, have you heard that in Washington this week? What's the consensus of any conversation you've heard in Washington this week about this?
Well, the only thing I think some people are saying that would be problematic with that would be that they really don't want two white men on the ticket.
Mm. Yeah, that's okay, the thing. So. You can't do that nowadays.
Well, you can if there's nobody else. Around it, I don't care if Beto O'Rourke
is on. Well, there
are
other people around.
I would be upset if the likes of Kamala Harris, who's a West Coast nutcake, if she were to be on the ticket, it wouldn't be very appealing to me. But I don't find that's the problem. There are no really consensus appealing candidates. Where are they all? They don't want to run because either they don't want to. Put up with the nonsense that you have to put up. Good people stopped running for president a long time ago. And so, you know, Bloomberg doesn't want to run. He doesn't want to get that exposure to all that huzzerai. And so,
well, Doug, question. There are people on both sides who said they like this guy, Buttigieg. And his name looks like Buttigieg, but
South Bend mayor?
He's very interesting to people.
Yeah. I've heard that.
Victoria, good question for you. What is up with the Democrats putting up candidates who could not win a Senate race thinking they can become president?
How do I know? I'm not
Beto O'Rourke you're talking about?
Beto and what's her face from Georgia? Who's the woman?
She's not going to run. I think she's going to get into to a Senate race. I don't know. I'm not a Democrat, so I don't know what's up with it. But with Beto, you know, this was my understanding is this was his own decision. He has a knack for raising money, you know, from small donors. He is very bubbly, charismatic, and, you know, he's... Look, I don't get this. This is one of these things where it's like, oh, you know, I think I'm going to run for president. So everybody thinks they've got a shot, and they're going to be knocked off like fish in a barrel. So, and the debates start in June. So I think we should just start booking vacations now.
You and I are going to Ireland. We'll take an early trip. All right, so that's number four, an overview of the 2020 Democratic hopefuls, et cetera, et cetera. 16 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Here is some straight health talk. Omega-3s. Pretty much everybody who knows anything about their bodies knows you need to have omega-3s.
Yep.
And then now the new kid on the block, Richie, krill oil, which also comes from fish from a different part of the world. So people say, do I need fish oil or do I need krill oil? And the answer is you need them both. And the solution to the problem is a product from Purity Products called Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Now, I'm taking it every day. My dog Daisy gets one of these every day. It combines ultra pure fish oil, which is great for your heart, circulation, your brain, and krill oil, which is great for your joints, for your movement. One little pill. Very powerful, promoting all kinds of great things like healthy cardiovascular systems. If that's not enough, they'll give this first bottle to you free. So let's get on it. Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. You can't find that out until you try it. And so here, the folks at Purity want you to get a free bottle and put it to the test. Not fish oil, not krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. You just pay $4.95 shipping and handling. Put it to the test. Call 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. $14.93. Use the code DJV, get your free bottle. It's perfect for all the things that may, even not now, ail you, but will sooner or later. 800-355-1493. Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. But not anymore, not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only on a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. One of the most exciting things about this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight. And that's why Calitrin is so helpful. Collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need to lose the weight and build muscle.
Yes, sir. You know, I wish I was a gym person. I'm too busy, really. But I do. I take my Calitrin every night, right at bedtime, and it does. It helps rebuild that lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism, especially if you're over the age of 30. You know, it's hard to maintain that muscle mass.
So I think this is a good approach to it. 90 days at the regular price at toploss.com. Collagen stops producing it when you're in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, so you need to supplement. So Calitrin, lose the weight, keep it off, go to toploss.com. The special deal is that you buy 90 days, the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special deal at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Great programmers love this program because it sort of tips the scale when it comes to conversation about what the issues are on the formatted news talk stations. Victoria Jones is here, who's had lots of experience with those formatted news talk stations. She runs the DC radio company now. Rick Jensen is on one of those aforementioned news talk radio stations, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden has his hands full by working with a group of specialists. I guess that's a good way of putting it, Richie. Specializing in news talk conversation, yes. Sort of the new age of talk comes out of Radio America. Mm-hmm. And here I am, having done it for eons. So I guess we all have we got something going on. And I sort of start every week. I want to go through these in order and then pick some of them out. By the time I get like through the first two or three, we've already gotten sidetracked. I'm going back to the list, though, however, because number six deserves actually to be in a more prominent place for several different reasons, in my opinion. The attacks on the mosques in New Zealand that happened late in the week, and the numbers of people, dozens dying, the anger, and I've said this, I'll set the tone perhaps by saying I don't understand people, and I don't understand, I believe in a supreme being, in God. I do understand what we're told is free will. People have ways we are supposed to learn as part of being a human being, to learn how to deal with the realities of life. What it does for you in the next life or whatever, I don't know, gets too complicated. I just know I don't understand how the creation by man of religion has gotten to the point where it is the cause of most of the unrest in the world. And it's either that or oil. Those are the two things that cause upset and dis-ease. And so here we go. And in New Zealand, that's the last place on the planet you'd expect something like this to happen.
That's the last place they expected to see this, too.
Yeah, hey, right.
Let me ask you something on that. Your comment about religion. You know my philosophy that the world pays attention to the 1% of crazy people. Yeah. And it makes the world seem like it's 99% crazy. And I would assert the same thing with religion, that, I don't know, let's say 90% of religion does good.
More than that.
9%
yeah,
of religion
don't pay attention.
Is a little, and then 1% of religion is this guy.
Okay.
In New
so here's
Zealand.
How you read into
and,
that.
And
this
it
is my
gets
answer.
So much attention that it just makes it seem like it's so much worse than it really is.
It's because the leadership of these organizations is weak, shallow, and
of most of them, yes, I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
What,
I mean, it's like
what organizations?
Religious.
The
organizations.
The religious organizations.
This is about the religious organizations. This is about the white supremacy organizations that are behind this.
It's about
religious
whatever the
organizations.
Group is.
Yeah, but when you,
well,
when
that's
you,
your
when
opinion,
you boil it
and you're
down,
welcome
it's Christians
to it.
Versus Muslims.
Right. It's the Christians thinking, and the white supremacists are all Christians.
Right.
And so they don't like anybody who doesn't believe what they like. So
right.
It does become a religious thing.
Having spoken with imams and clerics, they say, you know, Islam is not evil inherently, but there are those people who will take that and do exactly what Victoria says. As white supremacists, they're not Christians. You go out and you murder somebody like that, you're
they
not
are.
A Christian.
They claim
whatever's
to
going
be Christians.
On, and they're,
Queen
and
Isabella
going
of
on
Spain in, claimed to be a Christian. She was a Catholic, and yet she sent people all over the world to slaughter those who wouldn't become Catholics. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. And that happened 700 years ago. So it just it's the same old crap. And it's time for us to take a moment to ponder the same old crap. Maybe we'll come up with some new crap in the next half hour of Talk Radio Review. 29 past the hour.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitran for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitran is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com and don't forget promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour. Here on locally owned KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here, heading a group of anything but sheep on the talk radio. These are strong talkers. Victoria Jones with the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden from Radio America. I have a project going on. I have about four different projects, but I always have that many things going on in my life. One of them is to clean out old. I'm getting rid of old stuff. And so as I've gone through the attic and cleaned out a lot of things that were
from my
childhood,
it?
And some things, I threw out a big stash of old clothing that smelled so bad, Rich.
Purge.
Are you Marie Kondo-ing?
Am I what?
He wouldn't
Marie
know what that
Kondo-ing?
Was. Yeah, he has no clue. You have to explain that to him. But anyway, number eight on the list, Doug. Number five.
So, well, we did that. I want to go to the focus on this college admission scandal.
Okay.
This is
huge.
Number two on the story list this week. And the reason that I'm looking at my college, a lot of things that I did in college and how I get into college and stuff, as I was going through a lot of these notes and thinking, I actually came across something on Facebook that I wanted to share with everybody. This is from a woman that I know who lives in the community where I am. She writes, "Folks, these are not victimless crimes," referring to the entrance cheating scandal. "The children already had the privilege of advantage and the most prosperous networks in the world. They stole your child's chance to make similar networks. Your child worked themselves into the ground to earn that opportunity. I expect to see more of this leaking out as the weeks go by. It is shameless." And then, you know, all of these posts have pictures.
There are already lawsuits of people who were denied entrance into these colleges.
Yeah.
One of them is for, are you ready for this? $500 billion this father is suing one of the colleges.
He's probably a lawyer.
Excellent. I love it. Well, you know, what is so fascinating here? One of the first things I thought about was who were the children who didn't get in because of this disgusting behavior? And some of them, of course, we'll never know. And, you know, there's another piece here, too, which is the affluent, the rich, and the privilege have another advantage, because there are so many advantages in gaining admission to private colleges and universities. They've got the capacity. They can pay 4 years of tuition, room and board, which can be like, what, $300,000, without financial aid anyway.
Right.
Think about that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And there are a lot of good colleges. You know, this is also the problem with prestige. And thinking it's well, I want to be like they are instead of I want to be like I am. What is that? There's a great line from that movie, the family fighting that The Rock is in, the story about the woman wrestler. And they both ask, they're in awe of The Rock and they're in an auditorium and they are asking for his advice on how to become famous. And, then, you know, they said they wanted to be like so and so. And The Rock looks at them and says, "You have to be the best you. Not like somebody else, but you need to be the best you that you can be." And that doesn't include doing these kinds of things. There are 100,000 good colleges in this country. And they would be happy to have students who come from any background. The number of people going from, for example, my alma mater, which is Heidelberg College in northwestern Ohio, the enrollment stayed about the same over the years, 1,200, 1,300, for the most part. We could, when I was on the board, we wanted to get up to 1,600, but couldn't because we weren't able to attract some of the people that, you know, were going to the larger universities on free rides. And you learn out, you know, out of these stories, who's getting a free ride and why are they getting a free ride? And the story, by the way, is a lot deeper than you think it is. I don't know what the right word for it is.
Here's the dilemma, though. Hopefully.
The dilemma's good.
It's college debt. This is something that is an epic problem.
Yep. Real problem.
And it all started when the United States government under Bill Clinton, probably unknowingly what would the effect of his laws would be, decided to guarantee everybody's loans for however much college they want to take. And so the colleges were like, yippee, let's start cranking up these bills because we know it's guaranteed. And here we are today where people are walking away with $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, even more in debt. I just had a friend who's over 50 years old post on Facebook that she finally paid off her college loans.
Not off.
Terrible.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's terrible.
How are we saddling
in
kids?
Debt.
Right, with trillions of dollars in debt. We need to fix this now.
Because is it Bernie Sanders? Free college for all. Is that the answer?
No, that's not going to fix it.
No,
they're still
going
to charge us trillions of dollars of debt.
Right. When the government guarantees the money, you can have the guarantee that they're going to raise the tuition, they're going to build more buildings, things like that. Getting back to what I want to get back to what Victoria said about who gets hurt. The tip of the iceberg here is 8 universities, 11 college employees, 45 students, and nearly a little over $6 million paid directly or indirectly to these college employees. And I was looking at some of the numbers because I was wondering, well, who's getting screwed? Who's getting cheated out of this college education? At USC, they actively recruit low-income minorities, so they have nearly 24% of their undergraduates eligible for Pell Grants, and they are low-income minorities, 24%. Columbia and Emory universities at 21%. So the question is, if they're making sure that they're getting a good percentage of people who are low-income minorities, and you've got these wealthy people who are saying, hey, here's $15,000, here's $500,000, get my rich kid in, the question really is, and Victoria, I think it's a great question, who are the kids then that are getting denied acceptance to these colleges?
You know,
well,
what?
I think
my kid.
Well, I think you'll find they're hard.
They could go to other schools, but just the question of finding the other schools. That there are plenty of educational opportunities, but they aren't on the front burner. They're not on the front page.
It's those middle class kids who aren't rich and aren't poor that have a hard time getting in, you know, and even with good grades. Because, I mean, George Mason, right down the road from me, great school, want my son to go to it. And I have some friends that go, and they're like, it's not as easy as you think. Yeah. And it's just amazing what you have to do to hop in through their hoops.
You know, two quick things. One is the investigation is ongoing. They're expecting further arrests. And another thing is that just in the last couple of weeks, an African-American student who got a perfect score on, I believe it was a woman or a girl, on her SAT. I don't know what that score is because I didn't take one. wasn't educated here. She got a perfect score. She was questioned about it. She wasn't believed because getting a perfect score while black. And I thought to myself, oh, this is interesting. Perfect score while black. I guess that's like gardening while black. And yet these kids getting into college, the disparities are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, it really does speak to something that's yet another problem that we can't seem to find a solution for. The educational system in our country is really in trouble. Badly, whether it's undergraduate, whether it's graduate, postgraduate. There are great institutions, there are great learning circumstances, but so much of what we are paying for as taxpayers is like water going down the toilet. It just goes, the money is going nowhere. When you see a $93 million high school opening in Los Angeles and 50% of the students do not graduate, there's something about this whole scenario that if anybody's thinking about anything but themselves, it bespeaks to the way, I was talking earlier about the farmers and what's going on with them. It just, everything is wrinkled. And now, has it gone too far? We all look for saviors. Look at yourself. Fix your own problems. Look in the mirror. You've caused, whoever you're seeing in the mirror causes most of your problems, and whoever you're seeing in the mirror can fix most of your problems.
But perhaps don't count on the system to fix your problems.
No! The system is rigged, so it doesn't fix the problem. It just keeps going on and on and on. All right, in a moment, we're going to talk about the number. Go ahead, Victor.
And why don't we put money and thought into the apprentice system for training,
Mike Rowe, like they do in Europe?
Yep. Yeah, Mike Rowe would be good.
Mike Rowe should
trade
be
schools.
Yep.
The people that are plumbers and we say this a lot because it's true. Lots of opportunity. All right, number six is Tucker Carlson. We'll talk about him, the useless piece of you-know-what that he is, in a matter of moments. What? Right now, I want to talk to you about something that's really swell. New sheets from MyPillow made from Giza cotton. I'm not saying geezer, Richie. I said Giza, G-I-Z-A.
Yeah, I figured it's my old sheets.
Get rid of your old sheets and replace them with MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. Full night's rest now. They've got you covered. New pillows, new mattresses, new mattress covers, these new sheets. Wow, are they fabuloso. I got a set, put them on the bed. Nighty night time. Cotton, super smooth, super breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like the MyPillows you love so much, Giza sheets made right here in America with washable and dryable they aren't gonna, in other words, they're not gonna melt and they're not gonna shrink. So go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. These are brand new on the market. The fact they're giving 30% off to DJV listeners, that's really cool. Free shipping and 30% off the new Giza sheets. They feel like, there's nothing better than getting new sheets every night if you can do it. Good for you.
Yeah.
But this is the next best thing. Use the promo code DJV to get the deal. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the story's top 10 items on the list so that you at least have the list in mind as we meander through discussions of some of them. Not all of them get equal shrift, shall we say. Number 10, sports talk radio, all the things going on, March Madness, baseball players getting ready to play for the official season beginning. The weather in the Midwest, number 9. The Brexit chaos, number 8. The mosque attacks in New Zealand, number 7. Tucker Carlson and his foolishness at 6. The Boeing 737 MAX grounding is 5. Democratic hopefuls running. Who's declared for what? Number 4. The border wall project and the emergency vote is number 3. Number 2, the college entrance exam cheating scandal. Everything seems to be screwed up there. And the Manafort sentencing investigation outcomes, number 1. This week on the Talk Radio Survey, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember. Now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle. Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
This message is brought to you by Gardetto's. Searching for a snack with bold flavors that won't leave you overly full? Well, then you'll love the new Gardetto's Crisps, General Mills' latest addition to its list of all-star snacks. The light and crispy texture of Gardetto's Crisps are sure to be a hit with Gardetto's fans and first-timers alike. This one-of-a-kind family recipe has been crafted over the years from the family bakery in Wisconsin and continues to stay true to the original flavor recipe. Inspired by the Gardetto snacks everyone loves, these bite-sized crackers are now available in convenience stores nationwide in 2 bold flavors, original and peppercorn ranch. Head to www.generalmills.com for more information and to print a coupon for $1 off Gardetto's crisps to redeem at participating convenience stores. And don't forget to follow the brand on Twitter @Gardetto's. That's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S. Again, that's Gardettos, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S.
On the people side of things, the announcement here of the top 10 on the list, Odell Beckham Jr. is at number 10. Theresa May, Prime Minister of England, is number 9. Hillary Clinton is number 8. Tucker Carlson is 7. Beto O'Rourke is 6. Mitch McConnell is 5. Nancy Pelosi is 4. Felicity Huffman is tied with Lori Loughlin in the number 3 position for fairly obvious reasons. Paul Manafort, because he was sentenced, is number 2. And Donald Trump, because he hasn't been sentenced yet. Although the investigation, even though coming to a head, seems to still be going on. So those are the people that have been most talked about this week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists and a lot of info about your favorite talk hosts at talkers.com. All right, so let's get to number 6 before we run out of time here. Tucker Carlson, I'm not even going to talk. I have no objectivity when it comes to him, because I think
you don't. Yeah, you pretty much just don't like him.
No, I think he's a worthless piece of crap. So anybody else got anything? You like some of the stuff he does on podcasts?
Yeah, I mean, I see his takes on different topics on YouTube, and I think he's got well thought out takes. They're very scripted, very written for him.
I don't
him,
think he writes them. I don't think he thinks them.
Don't
I think
care.
Somebody else uses
it's
them.
It's good information, and I like it, so.
Okay.
I would like you to consider this. This is really troubling. Yes, I've seen the things he said.
Are you speaking to me now, or who are you speaking to?
Yes,
who do
sir.
You want to
yes,
consider
sir.
This? Me. Okay.
Oh, are you kidding? You are, you're king daddy of the radio shows here, man. Right, let me tell you. Always. So, but... And what he said, you don't go on a bubble to love sponge if you want to be a serious commentator. You just don't do it. And I watched him a little bit, and I look at David Brooks at Media Matters, what they do. I see Samantha Bee. Their whole game is to destroy other people with whom they disagree. And I find that more than offensive. I find it really disgusting that if you disagree with somebody politically, you're not going to try to put together a cogent argument. No. David Brooks is going to take his $14 million organization with hundreds of employees and thousands of volunteers around the country to destroy someone personally. Samantha Bee does it on her little cable show. And
all
Tucker
right.
Carlson
well
has
said.
Done the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Rick Jensen, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Thank you.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Springtime is the time to buy a new Polaris. During the Polaris Spring Sales event, you can get low financing and rebates up to $1,500 on the world's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs. See your Polaris dealer now. Visit Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Ready. Offers valid in U.S. through April 30th, 2019 on new 2015 through 2019 vehicles. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now, 53 after the hour. Up to us at this moment in time, Victoria Keelan, to go through the top five technology stories from the point of view of an influencer like you, because you are. Influencer.
I think Lori Loughlin's daughter has ruined that title of influencer. I don't know what to call that.
We'll use another term then.
Yeah.
All right, so we go from number five to number one. First item here is number five, and it has a focus on PayPal. Those of you who have PayPal accounts, listen up.
Yep, no one likes waiting to get their money, especially when you're stuck waiting for PayPal to process it. So, PayPal is addressing that issue with a new option that lets users instantly transfer funds into their bank account for a small fee. So, right. This is just like Venmo. Venmo is owned by PayPal. So, this is great news, though, if you sell something on eBay, PayPal is still the default payment mechanism. And so, if you make a lot of money on PayPal and are on eBay and you want your money right away, you can do that now. It goes right automatically into your bank account or onto your debit card, and they will take 1% of the total transaction. It maxes out at $10, so it's not terrible if you're transferring a large amount of money for only $10. It's not terrible, but
okay.
You can also still wait a few days if you don't want to pay the fee.
So here's what I want you to know about that. This is why I don't use PayPal. Because they're using your money. The reason you don't get it for 3 days is because they use your money to make money. That's mm-hmm. how they make money. And so charging you 10%, if you looked at what they make, they invest your funds overnight in the Japanese market, and what comes back on average for the average transaction is somewhere between $12 and $14. So every time money is moved, no matter what its size, big or small, the average amount of return they get for doing that is $14. So they're going to charge you $10 to send it to you right away. This is where they make the money and why PayPal stock is as valuable as it is. Just FYI. Number four, DirecTV raising prices. Oh, isn't that sweet, Victoria?
Yes. DirecTV is, of course, owned by AT&T, which is now part of the conglomerate called Warner Media. And so as Warner Media is kind of ramping up to become one massive company, DirecTV Now, which is the app, the freestanding app that you can subscribe to monthly, you don't need to have actual DirecTV, you can just use the DirecTV Now app. That's going to get a price hike of $10 per month. Now, in exchange for the $10 per month hike in the price, you will receive an HBO subscription in return. So you can weigh the options. If you like DirecTV Now, you can stick with your package. It's about 40 channels, including HBO, for $50 a month. The second package is the DirecTV Now Max. That has more than 50 channels, also including HBO, and that's $70 a month. And so this is, once again, it's more, they're in trying to compete with Amazon and Netflix and Hulu and all of that. But I don't know that raising the prices by $10 a month, that's quite a hike. I don't know that is going to be the best way to do it. But the new changes will take effect on April 12th.
Number three, Vizio, the TV manufacturer, is going to get into your shorts a little bit here, it looks like.
This is not great news for fans of Vizio televisions. They are the second largest TV manufacturer in the U.S., and they're developing a new industry standard that will allow smart TVs to serve targeted ads. Right now, the only place in our technological universe where we're not inundated with targeted ads are smart TVs. And so Vizio wants to change that, and they want to make a lot of money off of targeting, and basically what that's going to do, anything that you watch on TV, they're going to correlate that with certain ads. It's just like when you're on Facebook and if you search for something on Instagram and then all you see are ads for that product, it's going to be the same thing on TVs. For me personally, I would never buy a Vizio TV because I don't want that. So we'll see where this goes, but they're hoping to have these rolled out by the end of 2020.
Cheap crap TVs. All right, here's some people living in Michigan. This is some bad news if you haven't heard this yet. Listen up to this.
If you live in Michigan and if you have used Wolverine Solutions Group, it's a Detroit-based healthcare company and they manage a lot of hospital records. 600,000 people in Michigan have had their data compromised, and this is bad news. It's names, addresses, social security numbers, and medical records. And so WSG is rolling out a website to help you put out a fraud alert on your credit file and possibly freeze your credit as well. So if you might be affected, go and check on that website. For sure.
Number one, a recall. This is battery recall. Wow.
Yep, more battery recalls, HP. This time from HP. And these laptops, all the HP laptops, it includes 28,000 laptop battery units on top of 50,000 that were initially recalled last year. Go to HP.com and find out if your model is affected.
Check it out. That's the overall list of things. Hopefully we've tweaked at least one thing that's important to you here as we end this hour, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
NMLS number 3030.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Ethiopian officials say the black box from the crash of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 is in good condition.
Thousands of mourners gathered in the streets of Ethiopia's capital Sunday, accompanying 17 empty caskets draped in the national flag. The service came a day after officials began delivering bags of earth to family members instead of the remains of the 157 victims because the identification process is expected to take a long time. Meanwhile, Ethiopia's transport minister says data from Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302's black box shows a clear similarity with October's Lion Air crash off Indonesia. The U.S. and other countries have grounded Boeing 737 MAX 8s amid suspicions that faulty sensors and software contributed to the two crashes. I'm Ben Thomas.
The organizers of New Zealand's largest gun show say they've canceled the event to show respect for the victims of the Christchurch massacre and because of elevated security risks. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has vowed to tighten gun laws. The White House argues that it is media-friendly, even though daily press briefings have literally disappeared from the schedule.
When Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a briefing last Monday, it had been 6 weeks since her last appearance at the White House briefing room podium. But she said her office is constantly working with the press.
We answer hundreds of questions from reporters all over the world every day. We're going to continue to do that.
And she noted that President Trump takes questions from the press on a regular basis.
I know that the president's the most accessible president in modern history.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
Some residents in the Houston area being urged to stay indoors after a fire broke out at a petrochemicals terminal in Deer Park. That's located about 15 miles southwest of the city. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot. And it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
A long-missing peace pipe tomahawk that President George Washington gave to a Seneca leader in the late 18th century has been returned to the tribe in western New York.
President Washington gave the combination pipe and weapon to corn planter as the United States negotiated a peace treaty with the Six Nations of the Iroquois Confederacy. The artifact eventually wound up at the State Museum in Albany, where it remained until being stolen in the late 1940s. Last year, an anonymous collector returned the artifact to the museum. Officials there decided to give it back to the Senecas. They've put the artifact on display at the Seneca Iroquois National Museum in Salamanca, New York. Keith Peters reporting.
Birthdays on Sunday, former astronaut Ken Mattingly turned 83, singer-songwriter John Sebastian from the Love and Spoonful, 75, actress Patrick Duffy, Dallas, he turned 70, and actress Kurt Russell, 68. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It was a milestone Sunday for one of NASCAR's elite drivers.
Kyle Busch overcame a pit road speeding penalty to win at Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California, and finally tied a NASCAR career victories record with the king, Richard Petty, at 200 wins. Busch said the accomplishment was made even better because California is the place where he earned his first ever NASCAR Cup Series victory back in 2005.
To get 200 here today at Auto Club Speedway is pretty cool. I mean, to bookend number one and 200 here at the same place, it's kind of crazy. On the same asphalt, this place hasn't been repaved.
Coming in second was Joey Logano, who battled his teammate Brad Keselowski late in the race. He said neither of them could hold off Busch. Keselowski would finish third, followed by Kevin Harvick and Ryan Blaney, in fourth and fifth, respectively. I'm Jerry Jordan.
Rory McIlroy, carded a pair of late birdies, closed with a 270 to win the Players' Championship by a stroke over Jim Furyk. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and...
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with a Christmas episode of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program. Then it's the December 1951 broadcast of The Red Skelton Show. Phil and Alice, indeed, were a real-life married couple. They got hitched back in 1941, and the marriage lasted more than half a century. Just like on the radio show, the Harris' daughters' names were Alice and Phyllis, born in 1942 and 1944, respectively. On the program, though, young actresses played the roles. Janine Roos was Alice Jr., and Ann Whitfield voiced Little Phyllis. A big part of the show's success was the natural chemistry between the husband and wife. It was clearly evident on the air that their love for each other was genuine. The scripts were primarily penned by the writing team of Ray Singer and Dick Chevalier. And years later, Singer told radio historian Gerald Nachman, it was a writer's paradise, stating, quote, Phil was the kind of guy who loved living, and he didn't want to be bothered with work or anything else. He left us alone. We never had to report to him. He never knew what was going to happen, and it was left in our hands. It spoiled us for everybody else. That again, a quote from show writer Ray Singer, as related to radio historian Gerald Nachman. So here we go. This broadcast is from December 17th of 1950.
From Hollywood, the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevalier, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris.
Hey.
It's only a week till Christmas, and Phil is having the same problem that a lot of men are having. What to get his wife for a present?
I don't know what to get Alice. She's got everything. A washing machine, an ironing board, rubber gloves, arch supporters.
Philip, I saw something Alice would love. It's a beautiful mutation mink, and it only costs $7,000.
What are you, a shill for I.J. Fox? That's all I gotta do, spend $7,000 for a mutilated mink.
The least you can do is spend a little money on my sister. After all, she spent plenty on you.
What did she ever spend on me?
I have it all down here in the ledger. Starting from the day she married you, that day alone cost her $1,075.
$1,000? What for?
A pinstripe suit, a pair of yellow shoes, and a shame.
Well, she was a star, and I didn't want to look like a bum when I let her down the aisle. Besides, that suit and shoes only cost $75. Now, what was the $1,000 spent for?
To hush up the wedding.
It cost her $1,000 for that?
Cost $800 just to have the minister Shanghai to Singapore.
Oh, so that's who sent me a postcard from China. I wondered about that guy. Well, Willie, I don't know. I guess the best thing for me to do is to ask Alice what she wants for Christmas. Hey, Alice! Alice, can I see you a minute there?
I'll be with you as soon as I put down this Ladies' Home Journal, which has an ad for a 1951 convertible, which if you get your order in now is available for Christmas delivery, dear.
Well, now you know what she wants, Philip.
Yes. And if she wants a year's subscription to the Ladies' Home Journal, she shall have it.
That ain't what I had in mind, Wonga. I thought a convertible would be a nice gift.
So would a diamond-studded submarine. But what do you need one for?
Well, it's not so much for me. It's more for my mother. She loves to ride in a convertible with white wall tires.
She wouldn't settle for a motorcycle with a sidecar, would she?
I don't think so.
How about a Schwinn bicycle with a basket? With that one, I'll throw in a pair of clips.
Bill, I was only kidding. You don't have to buy me anything for Christmas. After all, I have everything a girl could want. I have you.
You know something? You're right. It would be kind of silly to try to top that, wouldn't it? But, honey, I do want to get you... I want to get you a little something. What do you want?
Oh, I don't want to tell you what I want. Just surprise me. Bring home an expensive little something.
I don't think I mentioned the word expensive.
So I'm ad-libbing.
Oh. Well, look, I'll go downtown and buy you something now, and then I'll bring it home and give it to you.
Oh, but Phil, that isn't the Christmas spirit. The only people who give presents a week before Christmas are those who want to make sure they'll get something in return.
Yeah, you're right. I guess it would be pretty kind of a cheap way of hit. Uh-oh, I'll get that. Oh, hiya, Frankie.
Hiya, Curly, and here's your Christmas present.
We were just talking about people like you. Now, what's the idea of giving me my present so early? Don't you realize that people who give their... Hey, wait a minute. Most Christmas packages have a sticker that says, do not open until Christmas. This one says, do not open unless. Unless what?
Unless you're planning on getting me something. Well, go ahead and open your present.
Okay. Oh, Frankie. It's beautiful.
You like it, huh?
Oh, it's just what I've always wanted, a stomach pump. Oh, Remley, I don't...
No, don't try to thank me. Use it in good health.
gee, Rem, this is the nicest gift I ever received, and I want you to know that I'll always carry it close to my heart, Burn.
I know you'd like it, Curly. It's the kind of a thing a man never goes out and buys for himself.
All right.
Very practical.
Fine.
If you don't have any trouble with your stomach, you can use it as a bicycle pump. Or to blow up football.
Yes, Frank. Yes,
or
good.
If you That's reverse true. The suction, it can easily be converted into a Turkish water pipe.
Turkish water pipe.
If you reverse
it. Yes, I know. Will you stop already? Now, what do you got in the other package there?
Oh, that's a present for Alice.
What did you get her? An upper plate? Look, Remley, why do you keep coming
Hello,
in here?
Frankie.
Hi, Alice. I brought you a Christmas present.
Oh, thank you very much, Frankie.
Go ahead and open it.
Well, it's not the right thing to do, but if you want me to, okay. Oh, Frankie. This is something I've always wanted. A collapsible scaling ladder.
I knew you'd appreciate it. Oh. Comes in very handy.
Yeah, they are handy, honey. You might want to climb up and prune a tree sometime. Maybe rob a bird's nest, a small one, you know. I mean, there's a lot.
Oh, never mind. Thank you very much for the present, Frankie. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going upstairs. I have some work to do.
What are you
going
to do?
Re-shingle the roof. Thanks again for that lovely present, Frankie. See you later.
Hey, Curly. Huh. I got the impression that Alice wasn't too enthused with the scaling ladder I gave her.
But, you know how women are.
You didn't get her one like it for your anniversary, did you?
No. Scaling ladders. Yeah, cute kid. Stomach pumps. Where do you do your shopping, Ephraim?
A friend of mine has an Army and Navy surplus store. Hey, if you haven't bought anything for Alice yet, he has just the thing for her.
Yeah, what?
Deep sea diving suit?
A deep sea diving suit for Alice?
Yeah, and you can get it cheap. Has a leaky air hose.
Wait. Friendly, will you stop already? I'm in enough trouble. Now, look, I want to get something nice for Alice, something that costs about, well, about $200, but I only got about $50. I wonder who I could borrow $150 from.
If you need $150 for Alice's present, there's only one person to borrow it from.
Who?
Alice.
Don't be ridiculous. I couldn't ask Alice to give me money to buy her own present.
Mm.
That'd be a terrible thing to do.
Mm.
Besides, I did that last year.
Hey, Curly, I got an idea. Don't tell her it's for her present. Tell her it's for a good cause.
What good cause?
Tell her you want to buy me an operation for Christmas.
An opera? Yeah, I could tell her you got a cork growing in your throat. You know something? She might go for that operation, Gad.
Yeah, of course she will. She won't turn it down if she thinks my life's at stake.
I'm not so sure. But it's worth a try. Come on, we'll go in and ask her. Now, look, Remley, let me do the talking. You just act unhealthy.
Right.
Oh, Alice, I want to talk to you about Frankie. Oh, there you are.
What about him?
Honey, I got bad news for you. Frankie needs an operation.
An operation? Oh, Frankie, are you sick? Frankie, that's a very bad cough.
Well, I'm sorry you don't like it. I didn't have time to rehearse.
Wait. Alice, don't pay any attention to him. He's just trying to laugh it off. Now, don't be silly, honey. This is really serious. This boy needs an operation, and he needs the best surgeon that money can buy. And unless you loan him the money, there's no telling what'll happen to him. Will you do it, Alice?
Oh, of course I will. Here's a dollar, Frankie. And don't forget to bring back the change.
A dollar? What kind of an operation can I get for a buck?
Yeah, it cost him more than that to have the ring removed from his nose.
Who are you trying to kid with this operation gag? What do you need the money for?
All right, honey. I wanted to buy a Christmas present for my mother.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll be glad to let you have the money. What are you going to get her?
Well, what would you suggest I get for Mom?
How about a new wigwam?
It's my father that's got the Indian blood. And he never lived in a wigwam. His tribe are cliff dwellers. In fact, Dad still has a callus on his hip from carrying his scaling ladder. Now, you're going to lend me the money or not?
All right, I'll lend it to you.
Well, thanks, dear. And look, I want you to come along and pick out... Well, pick out something nice for Mother. Something that you yourself would like.
Uh-huh. Excuse me, dear. I'll go get my hat. Oh, he's so sweet. I know he's going shopping for my present. And this is my chance to get that sterling silver set I want. I'll be right back, Phil.
Oh, okay, honey. Hey, Ram.
Hmm?
I got an idea.
What?
While Alice is gone, why don't you sing?
Me sing? Well, Curly, you're the... No, you know, I fell in that trap once today. I'm going to give you a lead-in, too.
In that case, I'll have to do it without a lead-in. Now, get along. While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I dragged it in and opened it up, but much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a friend of mine who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Oh, get out of here with that. Before I call a cop. Oh, get out of here with that. Before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. But when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Oh, get out of here with that, and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that, and take it down below. The moral of this story is, if you're out on the beach, and you should see a great big box, and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you. 'Cause you'll never get rid of the... No matter what you do. No, you'll never get rid of the... No matter what you do.
You're listening to the Phil Harris and Alice A. Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder
and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
To Phil Harris and Alice Faye on When Radio Was.
Hey, Alice. For goodness sakes, why did you bring me in this place? This is the swankiest store in town.
I know, dear. But after all, nothing is too good for my mother-in-law.
I don't get it. Last year, she sent Mom a pair of celluloid dress shields with an eye shade to match.
Oh, Phil. Phil, look. Here's just the thing for your mother.
Can I enjoy that line a minute without you? I was trying to be so proper. Celluloid, I was going to say. Well, go ahead,
no,
honey.
No,
well,
here's just the thing for your mother. A set of sterling silver flatware, and it's only $500.
Wait a minute. $500? Look, Alice, I want to get a nice present, but
then
I...
Then we'll get the silver set. Oh, here comes the saleswoman. Ask her about it, Phil.
All right. Pardon me, miss.
How do you do? What can I do for you, sir?
My wife tells me I'm interested in some sterling silver flatware.
Oh, certainly. Here's just the set for you. And I can let you have it for the ridiculously low price of $2,200.
You're going to have to get some sleep, Tallulah. Look, what makes you think I'm going to spend that kind of money?
Oh, I can tell by looking at you that you're not interested in anything cheap. Obviously, you're a man of breeding and culture and accustomed to nothing but the finer things in life.
You're so right. And I can see that you, too, are a person of breeding. I imagine you sit a polo pony exquisitely. You too are of the social register, I presume.
But of course. You see, I belong to the junior league.
What's your batting average, dear? Would you care to hit a few fungos or some hot ground? Frankie, please.
I'd love to see your hook slide into third.
All right.
Now look, miss, I want you to show us that $500 set you have there. You see, it's for my husband's mother.
Now, wait a minute, Alice. I don't want to spend $500 for something like this. It ain't practical.
What do you mean, it ain't practical? Why, surely your mother uses knives and fork at the dinner table?
Well, Mother does. But Father's a finger man. You see, being a cliff dweller, he never had an occasion.
I think you ought to buy this set.
Oh, you won't regret it, sir. It has everything you need, including these lovely artichoke forks.
Oh! Aren't they delightful? That's the one thing that Daddy will use.
Really?
Oh, yes. He wouldn't think of eating buffalo meat with anything but an artichoke. It's a tribe thing, you know. Look, thanks a lot, lady. We may be back. Will you get out of here? Come on, Alice.
Oh, Bill, why don't you stay here and think about the silver set? Meantime, I'll shop for your present. See you later, boy.
Yeah, so long, honey. Hey, Frankie.
What's the matter?
Don't you understand? I ain't kidding, Alice. She knows I'm shopping for her present. And I'd love to get her that silver set, but... Oh, Remley, I can't afford to spend $500 for it.
Could you afford it if it cost $8.50?
It's our friend Grogan.
Well, so it is. Hiya, Scarface. When'd you get out?
I ain't been in. I ain't never gonna be in again.
You mean you're now in a legitimate business?
My present record is open and above board. Rodney Grogan has become a philanthropist. For the holiday season, I'm helping people get their Christmas gifts.
Well, now, there's a nice thought.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of your philanthropic organization?
The Yuletide Shoplifting Service.
Well, what's philanthropic about a shoplifting service?
You don't see no fighting in your nose, do you? I'll explain it to you. You see, some poor schlump, he sees a gift, see, that he wants for a loved one. Someone like maybe his child, or his mother, or his parole officer.
Or maybe even his old cellmate.
You're getting the idea. Yeah. Now, if you can't afford something, you see, then I heist it for you.
I imagine you help a lot of people this way.
Well, that's the least that I can do for my fellow human beings. My shoplifting service, you see, it also saves the department stores a lot of money.
How?
They don't need no salespeople.
Hey, Grogan, you're not in a very nice business.
Why, what are you talking about? I bring happiness into the lives of little people. Take Twitchy Lewis, for instance. I'll show you. This guy wanted something for his mother, see? Something that was feminine, yet practical. But he couldn't afford what he wanted, so I heisted it for him.
And it made his mother happy?
Happy? Oh, yeah, yeah. You should have seen the expression on that little old lady's face when she unwrapped that Colt 45.
Well, what's feminine about a revolver?
It had a pile handle.
Oh.
But then, of course, my biggest kick is getting gifts for kids.
You shoplift for kids, too?
Oh, yeah, sure, certainly. Should have seen the toy I got for my little nephew.
Yeah?
He wanted a train for his birthday, see? So I went out and I lifted one for the little fella. The toughest job I ever did.
Why was it so tough?
Well, I got him the chief that runs between here and Chicago.
Hey, I'm glad we ran into you, Grog. You can help Curly.
How?
Well, you see that silver set on the counter there? He wants it for his wife, but he can't afford it.
Now, wait a minute, Remley. Hold it. I don't want nothing shoplifted. Come on, Remley. Let's walk around the store and look for something somewhere else. Look, that's thank you for... See you later, Grogan.
Yeah, yeah. Swell guy, that Harris. He's honest, but nice. I'm going to help him. If he can't afford that set for his wife, well, I'll get it for him. See, there's... Dozen pieces to that silver set, and fortunately, I am wearing my plaid overcoat with the 12 inside pockets. While I'm at it, I'll throw in that tea set, too, and now I'll get to work.
Hey, Harris, I've been looking for you.
Did you find a present for your wife yet?
No, and I've been looking all over the store, bro.
Oh, yeah, well, I bet you're tired.
Yeah, huh? I am. I'm really tired.
Yeah, well, that's because you got a chill. So, here, you take my overcoat.
No, I don't need an overcoat. I ain't got no chill.
Don't argue when I say you got a chill. You got a chill. Put it on.
Ah, there you are. Gee, that plaid looks great on you. Well, so long, Harris, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, same to you, Grogan, but I don't really need this coat. Oh, well. Hey, that Grogan, he's a nice guy to think of my health, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Come on, let's find Alice. Curly? Come on, don't just stand there.
I can't move, the coat's too heavy. I wonder what he's got in this thing, anyway.
Hold still, I'll look at the inside label. Hey, Grogan must be doing all right.
Why?
This coat's got a sterling silver lining.
Silver? Oh, no. Oh, no. Grogan lifted that silver.
Hey, wasn't it nice of him to heist this stuff
for
you?
Not so loud, Remy. Quiet. Shh. If I get caught with this thing, I'll go to jail.
Don't get excited, Curly. All you have to do is sneak it back on the counter.
Yeah, after all, nobody knows I got the stuff on me.
Not yet, but they're gonna know.
How are they gonna know?
Because I'm gonna tell them!
Julius, did you overhear what we said?
No, but I'm gonna tell the cops anyway.
Just a minute. Excuse me a minute, kid. Hey, Curly, here's your chance to get rid of the coat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad I ran into that. Julius, I just brought your Christmas present, this beautiful plaid overcoat. Here you are, kid. Put it on.
Wait a minute. It's too big for me.
Hold still. There you are. Perfect fit, ain't it, Hart?
You said it, Shatner.
How does Marx like it? This thing's a mile too big on me. The sleeves hang down to the floor.
A perfect fit for your ape-like arms.
Yeah, go on, take a few steps in a Jocko. Walk around a little. Let me see you operate.
Okay. And this thing's too heavy, I can't move.
Well, I'll give you a shove and get you started. There.
Hey, what's causing this metallic noise when I walk?
You've got too much iron in your blood. Hey, keep walking, kid. We'll see you around sometime. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, kid.
Come back here, you guys. I don't want this car. Ah, nuts. I guess I'm stuck with it. Unless I can palm it off on somebody else. Maybe I can even sell it to somebody. There's a lot of Christmas shoppers in the store who might like a plaid overcoat.
Hey, Curly, I wonder where Alice is. We looked all over the store.
Well, she had a lot of Christmas shopping to do. She's busy. Maybe she... Uh-oh, there she comes. Now, hi, kid.
Sorry, I kept you boys waiting, but I ran into Julius and...
Never mind him. Did you find a present for my mother?
No, dear, but I found a lovely gift for you.
Yeah? What is it?
This beautiful plaid overcoat. Here.
Oh, no, Remley, Jingle Jangle's back with us. Hey, Alice, take that away. I don't want that.
Oh, but, Bill, it's a stunning coat, and Julia said it's very warm.
Warm? This darn thing is hot. Now drop it and let's get out of here.
Christmas theme broadcast of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program from December 17th of 1950. As is our usual practice here on When Radio Was, throughout the month of December, expect holiday episodes from your favorite series, both comedies and dramas. Well, later in life, Phil Harris would lend his voice to some very familiar cartoon characters. For example, he was Baloo the Bear in Disney's animated version of The Jungle Book, plus Thomas O'Malley in The Aristocats, and Little John in Robin Hood. Well, our next radio star also did some animated work. As a matter of fact, he did a holiday program. In the 1976 Rankin and Bass stop-motion special Rudolph's Shiny New Year, this fellow was the voice of both Father Time and Baby New Year. His name, Red Skelton. And we'll have a December 1951 episode of his program right after this break.
Ah, it looks like they're bringing torches.
I told you to leave before they got here.
Now, you just let that rifle stay where it is, Helen. You can get out the back way, and I'll stall them off.
I never thought I'd hear Britt Ponsett advise nobody to run from a fight.
You never saw me walk right into one, did you?
Saddle up for 20 adventures through the Western Territories with Radio Spirit's 10-CD six-shooter special edition collection.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl. Its handle, unmarked. people call them both the six-shooter.
The undeniable yet underplayed charm of the series star provides a gentle introduction to tales of Wild West triumphs and tragedies.
James Stewart as the six-shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
The Six Shooter Special Edition Collection is regularly $39.98, but Radio Classics listeners can save $15 and pay only $24.98, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOTER7.
Clay.
What? Yes, sir.
Don't move. No matter what happens, just don't move.
What?
Now do what I say. Just keep sitting the way you are.
What's the matter?
There's a rattlesnake edging towards your belly. Now go on. Go on. Keep on talking.
Order the Six Shooter Special Edition today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code SHOOTER7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Practice makes perfect. Or is it perfect practice makes perfect? When it comes to calling the turkeys, it is best to get your calls out well before season and make sure they and you are in good working order. This is Drawn to Wildlife's Topic of the Week, and I'm Drew Ramage. Turkeys use a wide variety of calls to communicate. Yelps, purrs, cackles, gobbles, kikis, and more. It is in your best interest to be as proficient as possible with each one of these calls. It is also a good idea to be well-versed with a box call, diaphragm call, or a slate call, so you can appeal to whatever the turkey is looking for that day. When learning or fine-tuning your calling, seek advice and feedback from your hunting buddies or an experienced turkey hunter. They can offer quick tips to make your calling more effective. Finally, put in the time practicing, preferably away from your spouse. Maybe even record yourself and play it back to see if you sound like a wild turkey. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we had a December 1950 episode of The Harrison Fay Show. And now we move a year later for Mr. Skelton. This originally played on December 12th, 1951.
The Red Skelton Radio Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, the ring-titled Pat McGeehan and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, the man with the station wagon physique and the convertible face, MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hiya, Red. Say, boy, what happened to your car? It really looks beat up.
Yeah, I was going to have it repainted and get a new top, but then I ran into some material shortages.
What material?
Money.
Money?
Yeah, money.
Oh, yes. I've been working for you so long, I almost forgot what that was.
That wasn't anything.
But, about your car, how'd you get it banged up so much in the first place?
Well, I took it to one of those downtown parking lots. You know those places where they take your car for a down payment as the parking fee?
Oh, yes.
I drove onto the lot and I asked the guy to be careful about denting my car. And he really was. They're the nicest dents you've ever seen. Lucky he didn't damage the engine.
What? Lucky what?
Yeah, I've got a hangnail and it covers the words here. I said, I'm lucky he didn't damage the engine.
Oh.
It was okay when I took it out of the trunk.
Well, in a case like that, aren't they liable?
Huh?
I said, in a case like that, aren't they liable?
Yeah, if you say anything about it, they're liable to do it again.
Well, the way I heard it, you pulled in, parked in the center of the lot, and walked away with the keys. Now, don't you think a thing like that irritates the parking lot attendants?
It helps. When I got back into the car, I found I was parked in the last row. Yeah, well, I missed something here. Wait a minute. I messed up this one.
Yes,
good.
You did.
I forgot to say that it was 5 feet across and it was 3 feet deep.
300 feet deep.
This writing's so close to the paper. It's so hard.
You say it was 5 feet across and 300 feet deep?
5 feet across and 300 feet deep, yes.
Well, that sounds like an alley.
Maybe that's why that truck kept going through unscrambling cars.
Say, how'd you ever get your car out from behind all those others?
Oh, it was easy. I shifted into the reverse, then I give her the gun, and I backed out about 60 miles an hour. And I maneuvered it all around, see, all around the other car, and finally got out without a scratch.
Did all this actually happen, Red?
Yeah. It was the dream I had while I was being pulled out of the wreck. I kind of feel bad about it because I'd planned to drive the car to Washington, D.C. the next vacation.
Well, why Washington?
Well, my mother brought me up never to squander money, so where else could I learn how not to do it? That ain't what it says, but it will have to do.
Well, you liked Washington, though, didn't you,
Ray? Oh, yeah, it's really a wonderful city. Gleaming white buildings and the Treasury Department, broad avenues and the Treasury Department, beautiful memorials and the Treasury Department, huge new...
No, just a minute. The Treasury Department...
Let me mention the Pentagon, will you? And the Treasury Department.
Yes. The Treasury Department seems to have made quite an impression on you.
Annually. Hey, you know, I took my uncle in where they're making money.
Yeah.
And when he saw the film printing the money on the press, he says, "How do you like the dirty crooks? They're stealing my idea." They let me hold a $10,000 bill in my hand.
Really?
Yeah, of course, my feet was nailed to the floor. Well, now, shall we tell some jokes?
Say, where'd you stay the last time you were there, Red?
I stayed at the Statler Hotel. Well,
that's a pretty classy place.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a suite?
Mm-hmm.
I say it was a pretty classy place. Did you have a suite?
No, I took my wife with me.
Oh.
It's the Red Skelton Show, and we've got more on tap right after this short break.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans.
the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Listening to the Red Skelton Show on When Radio Was.
From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, we present a chapter about Sunday dinners. It's a story about Clem Kadiddlehopper, a moocher.
Well, here I am.
I sound like Margaret being dragged through a knothole.
Oh, dear, well, anyhow, that's the words to the song, anyhow.
Words?
Yeah, if I could just remember the tune. Boy, here it is Sunday. Seems like only yesterday it was Saturday. Sunday, though, you know, nobody works and I don't look so conspicuous. Boy, am I hungry. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. And if that butcher keeps raising prices, I probably have to. Gets them later, enjoys them long. I don't... Oh, well, I wish I had time to sit down and read Gene Fowler's new book, Snozzolo. It's all about Jimmy Durante. Well, look who's coming down the street, old Mac Davis. Maybe he'd read the Fowler book to me.
Howdy, Clem.
Howdy, Mac.
What's that in your hand, Clem?
Well, I ain't sure. Either I found a rope or I've lost a cow. Now, that's from one of them Gene Fowler books.
Yes, it is. Tell me, what are you going to do for a living now?
Well, I got a job delivering newspapers, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Extra, extra, read all about it. I wish I could.
Well, maybe if you earn some money, you can persuade Daisy June to be serious about you. You know, she's been seeing other men.
Yeah, and the moment they start seeing her, that'll be the end of that.
Of course, you
that
can't
That girl's got a head that wore out four bodies.
Really? Of course, you can't exactly blame her for playing around, you know. When you went on your trip, she was sort of at loose ends.
As I recollect, she was kind of saggy in the middle, too. Well, here's where she lives. I think I'll mosey in and see what they're having for Sunday dinner. See you later, Mac.
Okay.
Would you read the Durante book to me someday?
Oh, hello, Clem.
Well, did you...
A brothy hello.
Of course, reading I talk like that, I'm a broth of a boy, they say.
Come closer, Clem, so you can smell the new perfume I'm wearing.
I smell it. I can't get any closer.
Don't you like it?
What is it, Rabbit Hutch number 3? It's really fine, but don't you think the glue factory down the road may complain?
Be funny, Clem. Are you on your way home?
Yep. I'm due there for supper. We're having blackstrap molasses.
Well, I have to go in and prepare a chicken dinner. I said I have to go in and prepare a chicken dinner. Well, why don't you say something, Clem?
I can't. My mouth is watering so fast. You don't happen to have a blotter, do you?
Is food all you think of, Clem?
No, right now I'm thinking about you and how lovely you are.
Now, somehow I got the feeling your mind is on something else.
No, I'm just thinking about you. Now, don't think this is just flattery to get something to eat, because it ain't. You've got the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. I love that red one. One red one and one green one. If your nose was only amber, we could make a stoplight out of it. Oh, you've really got pretty hands and pretty eyes and the most shapely drumsticks. I mean... Well, now there I've let the cat out of the bag.
I hear you got a new job since you came back from your trip, Clam.
Yes.
Delivering papers.
Yeah, they wouldn't take me back on the hockey team.
Why not?
They finally got a real puck. I don't get a half of this stuff myself till I hear it.
Glad to see you working.
Yeah.
I hope you're saving your money.
That I am. I'm saving it up for a torso. A torso.
Lamb. A trousseau is for a girl.
Well, I'm thinking about getting one of them, too.
Oh, Lamb. I thought I was your girl.
Well, you're a wonderful cook, Daisy June. And you talk pretty good, too.
Thank you, Clam.
But sometimes a man likes to just to sit back and look.
Clam.
Yep.
Are you still a seeing the widow?
Sure, I see her. There's nothing wrong with my eyes. That's too fast. She didn't get that at all. Yeah, I kind of like that widow, you know.
Oh, Clam, she's two-faced.
I know. That's what I like about her. You can kiss her coming or going.
You ought to have your eyes examined if you think she's attractive.
Well, looks ain't everything, you know. Beauty's only skin deep. Or if they ought to take her out and skin her. Yes, they say beauty's only skin deep, but that's deep enough for me. I'm no cannibal, you know. Looks ain't everything, you know. I kind of feel sorry for that widow. See, it's the same thing. Whenever you're around a window or a widow, look out.
Part one of a December 1951 episode of The Red Skelton Show, ending with a funny flub from Red, which he quickly recovered from. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. The role of Daisy June was handled by regular cast member Lorene Tuttle. She would also be heard as the mother of Red's little boy character, Junior the Mean Widow Kid. Of course, Tuttle was one of radio's most talented and busiest performers. For example, she played Secretary Effie Perrine on a popular detective program. Can you name it? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com brings you the essential collection of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra, a 3-CD collection of your favorite classical music and pop tunes. This Boston Pops collection features timeless classics from composers such as Peter Tchaikovsky, Johann Strauss, Oscar Hammerstein, George Gershwin, and many more. Enjoy popular instrumental hits such as Moonglow and Theme from Picnic, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, Laura, The Merry Widow Waltz, and so many more. All for the amazingly low price of $19.98. Order Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra Essential Collection today at MusicRewind.com. Or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98 and get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code BOSTON77. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. This 3-CD set of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra can be yours today. Remember promo code BOSTON77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's BOSTON77 at 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
practice makes perfect, or is it perfect practice makes perfect? When it comes to calling the turkeys, it is best to get your calls out well before season and make sure they and you are in good working order. This is Drone and Wildlife's Topic of the Week, and I'm Drew Ramage. Turkeys use a wide variety of calls to communicate. Yelps, purrs, cackles, gobbles, kikis, and more. It is in your best interest to be as proficient as possible with each one of these calls. It is also a good idea to be well-versed with a box call, diaphragm call, or a slate call, so you can appeal to whatever the turkey is looking for that day. When learning or fine-tuning your calling, seek advice and feedback from your hunting buddies or an experienced turkey hunter. They can offer quick tips to make your calling more effective. Finally, put in the time practicing, preferably away from your spouse. Maybe even record yourself and play it back to see if you sound like a wild turkey. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about radio actress Lorreen Tuttle. You heard her on the Red Skelton Show. But I mentioned she also did a fair amount of dramatic work, including the role of Secretary Effie Perrine on a popular detective program. The answer? The Adventures of Sam Spade. Tuttle played Effie alongside original lead Howard Duff, as well as his replacement, Stephen Dunn. She made her film debut in Heaven Only Knows in 1947, and had featured roles in Orson Welles' Macbeth, Mr. Blandings Builds His Dream House, Niagara with Marilyn Monroe, The Glass Slipper, The Sweet Smell of Success, Psycho, The Fortune Cookie, and Walking Tall. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at the website, WinRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was. It-